So I'll tell you what. I'll be up there tomorrow. I'll raise you one on that. Okay?
Oh, please don't take
my friend?
Job. Please don't take my job.
Why do you mean you go put some champagne water up my ass?
Well, because women's brains are smaller. It's a proven fact.
Okay, well, you have a very nice day, and I'm not going to take this.
I'm not playing no fucking games,
dude. I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Glad you hear me. I hear myself. That's good. Right? That's normal. Should be able to hear myself. Hey, everybody. Madhouse Radio's on the air. Welcome, everybody. On a post-election night. Election week, right? In America. Very interesting indeed. Surprised how that went down. Though I'll be honest with you, Milkman, for a while there, I was surprised how it went down. I'm happy.
Really?
I'm happy.
You're surprised?
Yeah, I am.
Doubted it? You had any doubt?
Yeah, I did. Because you know.
I never did. I did doubt it, man. There's no way. You know, as soon as they picked out the yo-yo that they did, dude, I was so happy, man. Because, like, they could not pick a bigger idiot to be so, you know, so disconnected than that guy. It was perfect pick, man. As soon as they picked him, dude, I said, it's all over, man. He's going to be reelected. That's the first thing I said. I don't know if you remember me saying that or not. But that's the first thing I've said, man. It's all over now.
The Republicans are actually being kind of cool. I heard John Boehner came out and said, Obama, tonight, there was a news flash.
They have to. That's right. Go ahead. What do you think?
He came out, John Boehner came out. I read it around 6 p.m., 6:30. He came out and said Obamacare is the law of the land. He said, and he basically dropped the whole, dragging by the nails, balls to the wall fight against Obamacare. He literally came out and said, Obamacare is the law of the land, and basically to be understood that the Republican Party isn't going to keep fighting it anymore. They have to. You're right. They have to.
The people want it.
The people just knew it was a waste of time, and we got a lot more problems. So I think that's the message America gave. I'm surprised, man. I was convinced that the shit was all rigged, and maybe it is. Maybe it is rigged for Obama.
It is rigged, dude. But I'll tell you what, man. This time we got the rig. This time, thank God, man. Thank God we finally got a swing on it, man.
Milkman.
Milkman,
why don't you go drink beers and smoke marijuana cigarettes, okay, and do cocaine in your nose and get in your rig.
Okay.
Get in your rig and crash it into a fucking telephone pole. Why don't you do that?
All right, man. I'm going to hop in the car here. So,
don't do it. I was kidding.
In LA.
No, don't do it. I'm kidding. No, we'd miss you. sure we'd miss
come
you.
Come on, man. But just think how exciting it'd be. The best show, me getting emaciated, in an accident on the air, everybody laughing, having a good time, being in the hospital. Dude, that'd be the best show ever, man.
Yeah, listen,
be
these...
like my last show.
Listen, these stupid people that listen to this show, this group of assholes, they don't care about politics. They just want prank calls, I'm sure. Maybe we should just get right into the prank calls. Is that what you want, guys? Is that what you want? Big Bob in the house. When you go live, you should prank my buddy Mike. His phone number is this. He hit a cat not long ago. Still feels bad and is scared that the owner of the cat is going to find him. He hit the cat by a bridge and a white church was next to, I guess, next to it. Look, man, this will be the first prank of the night. Big Bob gets the honor of the first prank submission of the night. Milkman, he gets a prize from the prize hoopty over there. I don't know what we got. Maybe you could take a look and reach out to him, let him know what prize he gets. I don't know what we have this week.
All right, okay. I'll go through our prize catalog here and we'll see what we come up with.
Yeah, I don't know who our sponsor is this week. So I don't know. Who is our sponsor this week, Milkman? Netflix.
Madhouse Munchies is our long supporting members of the Madhouse here. They've been included for quite a while, and we also are still being sponsored by Rational Scooters.
All right.
As well as some of our other organizations that are in tight with us.
Good work, thank you, Milkman. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome.
Hey, Bob, do you know this guy's name? Bob, what's the name? Bobby, you're going to lose first prank of the night if I don't get a name. I need name. Is that all you know? His name is Mike. Okay, I got you. Mike. My bad. All right. I even read that out to everybody. Ooh. Here we go. Well, no peach fuzz for you guys. Uh-huh. Eat a peach fuzz dick. Right,
God,
Milkman?
God damn it. Yeah. That's right.
Yes, we did a show last Monday.
Uh-huh.
Hello, is this Big Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Cross. I understand that you had some kind of problem with my brother-in-law and his cat.
What?
You had some kind of problem with my brother-in-law? You hit the cat?
Oh, shit. Who is this?
This is Cross, and my brother-in-law is the owner of a cat that you foolishly and ravishly attacked on the street, and you killed him by the bridge in the white church. We were out taking pictures today of where it happened, and we did distance pictures with rulers and yardsticks and everything.
Today?
Yeah, today. We were out there, yeah, today, just to take
it. Your cat, like, weeks ago.
Yeah, but I found out about this. I came over to visit, and I said, where's the cat? And he told me the story, and the wife is over there crying and sad. And they're like, I don't know what's going to happen. The nephews are going to come over for the 2-year birthday. One of the nephews are coming here, and they want to play with the cat. They always love the cat. And now we have to tell them that the cat is with God. So I went out there today, and I took pictures and diagrams and everything. And I want to let you know that, you know, we're going to do a lawsuit against you because there's no reason why you should not have been able to avoid from hitting the cat. It's obvious that you did it on purpose.
Okay, if you're his cousin or whatever you
His brother-in-law.
What kind of car was I driving?
I don't have all the particulars about the car. I just know that I went out there to take pictures and take distance.
Shut up. I want to talk to your brother then.
I'm sorry, what?
What's his number?
No. I can't give up my client's phone number.
And I'll talk.
I can't give up my client's phone. I can't give up my client's phone number.
You're going to sit there and give me his number. I'll talk to him.
No, I'll give you my number, sir, okay? I'll be more than happy to give you my phone number, okay? All right. This is for my law firm. My law firm is Valente & Associates.
Wait, is it registered under BBC? Because I'll get on my fucking laptop and I'll look it up right now.
No, well, we're from Las Vegas. So I don't think it's going to be registered with the BBC. Why would it be registered with the BBC?
You over here in Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're saying the Better Business Bureau?
Yeah.
Which one?
Every business is listed up under the BBC. Look your laws up. That's yeah, BBC. I don't believe you.
The BBC is a television station, sir. Maybe you have trouble. It sounds like you have problems with their synapses.
No, it ain't no television show, you dipshit.
BBC is the British Broadcasting Company. Sir, do you ever have epilepsies or are you sensitive to light? Did you have like an epileptic episode and you don't want to talk about it? If you just tell me now, if you tell me now, I'll talk to the judge. I'll smooth it over and you'll be cool.
You can tell the judge to suck my left nut.
Well, tell me what happened. Did you have a seizure or something? And I'll just put that down on the paper, and then I'll tell the judge that.
Calm down. I'm not talking to you. I'll talk to the owner of the cat.
Do you have a fax number, maybe, that I can send you this lawsuit paperwork for you to sign?
Sure. It's kiss my ass. I want to talk to the owner of the cat.
All right, sir. Listen, just to let you know, the state of Nevada takes this very seriously, issues like this, and they will prosecute you.
I'm not scared of Nevada. Come on now.
Well, where are you? Is it Pennsylvania? Then I'll get you in Pennsylvania too, because I'm friends with Robert McCord. He's the treasurer of Pennsylvania. He just got reelected. As a matter of fact, I love lunch with him on a monthly basis. As a matter of fact, and I play golf with him at least four times a year.
He's my cousin.
Rob McCord is your cousin.
Yes, Bob McCord is my cousin.
How many children does he have?
Well, I'm not going to play.
What are their ages? What are their genders?
Huh?
That's what I thought. You don't know, do you?
Well, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I get your name and your social? What I need is your social security number and your name and a fax number. And then I want to give you some information.
Get my social security. Are you kidding? I ain't going to give me my fucking social security number and the fucking phone.
I'm a lawyer, and this is for a lawsuit. You have to, or you're going to be in contempt of lawyer.
You ain't no fucking lawyer.
I am a lawyer. Write that down. I am a lawyer.
You find my fucking... You tell me my address.
I just have a phone number right now. This is it was given to
you
us by
phone number
it was
right
given
now.
To us
oh,
by
oh,
an anonymous
who
an,
the fuck is this?
It was from an anonymous tip that we got the phone number.
Anonymous tip all the way from fucking Las Vegas.
I'm the brother-in-law who lives in Las Vegas. My brother-in-law lives in your neighborhood in Pennsylvania, and you did this to his cat.
Hey,
you intentionally press the gas down. You put the gas to the. You put the pedal to the metal and killed that beautiful cat. You're a monster, sir. Did you know that serial killers start by torturing animals? Is that where you're headed?
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did they? So now you're telling me I'm a serial killer. Who the fuck are you?
The majority. Maybe we should have investigated for anything. Where were you? Where have you been recently? You had taken any trips lately? You buy any masking tape lately and shovels?
Yes, I did buy a new shovel so I can plow my driveway.
I'm going to make a note of that. Bought a new shovel recently. What else?
Who the fuck is it? Who's your fucking cousin?
I can't divulge the information of my client. That's attorney-client privilege. I can't do that.
Right
you'll get the paperwork.
Which house did he live in?
Let's see, you know, when you're coming down and there's a cat that sits there all nice and peaceful and you drive by and you're drinking your Snapple tea and your beer bottles and you throw them all over the street.
Beer, thank you very much.
But you throw the bottles everywhere, don't you? You shouldn't have a problem doing that. You think it's all jokes and then you kill the cat on purpose.
Man, you ain't.
Tell me about the beer bottles that you threw a few weeks ago. Oh, he's gone. I was trying to implicate him on some more stuff. Hey, that was the first prank of the night. Thank you. You see, Bob, if I would have had more information, like your brother-in-law's name or, you know, address of where this guy lives at, stuff like that, Bob would have helped out. And that's why, Milkman, it's important for us to make a note. And Bob, we thank you. That was a good call. It was all right. It was a good call. It was a good number. But it's always important to include as much information as you can. You know, if it's your friend, we're not going to do anything stupid. You know, we're not going to out you like, hey, Bob told us to call. I would never do that. But, you know, a neighborhood address, if you can, that could have gone even better because I would have had a stop against them. It's hard to come up with an excuse. I had to come out and throw out of left field. How did I even get out of the first address, the first phone number? I don't know, Titusville, Pennsylvania. I thought that was in Florida. Milkman, there's a Titusville, Pennsylvania. Holy shit.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. They must really like Florida.
Or a guy named Titus. You know, that's a cool name, Titus. Think about that.
That's important, really. Somebody has a memory. You want to provide as much information as possible so the hermanito here can ad-lib and create some security that the person may actually know the person that we're playing with here.
Yeah.
So, you know, the information that we have will actually help to convince them that this is a legitimate call and keep them on there longer so that we can have more fun for everybody's entertainment. So it's important to provide as much information as possible.
Yeah, man. Well, then, Royale with Cheese is asking, Captain, what are you drinking tonight? I'm drinking Diet Sundrop, you know? I'm nothing alcoholic because I'm tired. No alcohol because I'm tired. And I've been trying to slow down with the drinking, you know? I haven't had anything to drink since before the hurricane. I think it's been at least a week since I've touched anything. I'm not like I'm an alcoholic. Well, usually I have at least a glass of wine at night, you know? And for the show, I usually get pretty buzzed. You guys have seen I'll have whiskey out or something. Yeah, man. Well, taking it easy, you know? Royale with Cheese going down the captain's route of gin. Yeah, that's my drink of choice is gin. I like it. I started drinking gin before it was popular. When people were still like, ew, gin, that tastes like pine cones, everyone used to say. Now, drinking gin is cool. Like back then, I was...
It does taste like pine cones, man. It's from juniper. No,
it yeah, I know. But I used to drink it. I thought it tasted good with 7-Up or with club soda.
That's hardcore alky shit right there, man. If you're a gin drinker, man, that's the alky drink.
I love gin, man. I you know what I do? I make it.
Well, I did too. I was just trying to
I probably talked about this already once, but I like these gin blossoms I make. I get the peach schnapps and I put a shot of that, and then I put some gin and then I mix it with tonic or club soda. It's called a gin blossom. It's pretty good, man. It's a good drink. Oh, it's very good. Very good. What's a slow gin? Gin Stewart.
You're
he's
a
pretty
slow gin,
a what? No, what's that?
Slow gin, S-L-O-E. It's based on, like, slow berries, and it's kind of, like, really sweet. It's kind of red. It's kind of like making, like, I don't know, kind of like a girl's drink or, you know, something that's really sweet.
Okay.
A little grenadine syrup in it. What is it? I think it's like 7-Up. That's slow gin. It's okay. It's alcoholic. It's got a lot of sugar and stuff. You know, very candy-like.
Hey, you know, one thing that tastes really good is, Milkman, you know what? You ever had passion fruit when you were down there in the Virgin Islands?
Oh, yeah, man. I brought my mom a whole bottle. My mom and her high school, a whole bottle of Passoa.
Passoa.
I had left that box in there, and that shit has been down there over 9 years, man.
Milkman, I'll tell you what. Passoa is, for everyone who's listening, I've never talked about Passoa, but I went a whole...
Yeah,
I had...
I was there at Passoa.
Here's on my 21st birthday, I went to Puerto Rico, and in Puerto Rico, Passoa had just come out, which is a passion fruit liquor. And in Puerto Rico, I don't know how they did it in the Virgin Islands. I don't know how they do it, but in Puerto Rico, they just mix like a shot or two of Passoa with orange juice or pineapple juice, and is the fucking greatest thing ever. It tastes so freaking good. And you get drunk on it, and you don't even know. You can't tell it's alcohol. You get drunk on it really fast, you know, if you want. So, yeah, totally like...
hell, man. When you get that cho-cho wet, too, boy. I tell you, man, get that thing put out of you. It's standing out.
Oh, wow, milkman. Okay, so then I came back to Florida, and I went to the liquor store, and they told me, yeah, we just got it. Yeah, we just, you know, in Florida, I was like, hell yeah, I just turned 21. So, like, all the parties that I was going to around those around that year after I turned 21, I always brought Pessoa, and everyone was like, what's this? And I used to come with Pessoa. I used to come with Pessoa and one of those big, you know, those big cans of pineapple juice that you use when you're making piña coladas, you know, that big can that you just you stick
the quart can. The quart can.
Yeah, yeah, that a pineapple juice, and I would come up, I would say, hey, you got any ice? Like, yeah, I'm like, here you go, try this. And everyone's like, oh my god, that's awesome. You know, and with orange juice is really good, but I prefer with pineapple. Pineapple juice. And then you have diced pineapples. Milkman, diced pineapples, man.
Oh, that's good shit, man.
Right,
I tell you what's really, I really love fresh pineapples when they get ripe.
Yeah.
You can tell because the leaves kind of wilt. They get this, like, very fruity smell. And then the color kind of gets more golden, like, reddish.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it's really green, and it's not as good. But if you let it ripen, man, and, you know, oh, my God, you just get that sucker down. It's just like heaven, man.
Yeah.
I mean, fresh pineapple sliced, right? Oh.
Oh, man, yeah. Fresh pineapple.
Yeah, listen. My buddy's down in St. Croix, man. Whole bunch of the Rastas and a bunch of, like, people went out in the jungle, mostly Rasta men, are growing pineapple. They started taking pineapple slips and then grow their own pineapples.
And they're selling them?
Oh, like that. Yeah, man, right there. I figured, give me a bite of one. I had a domestically grown one right there on the island. Dude, that son of a gun was just so sweet, rich. It was like, I mean, it was like pineapple steroids. It was just so good. It was growing right there in the rainforest.
Yeah.
That was just before I left, man. My buddy was just getting into that, man. A whole bunch of Rasta men up there. So they're going to let it grow for a few years, and then, you know, they'll about 2 or 3 years, that sucker will be nice and big. And, you know, they'll get several bucks for each one.
All right. Now, Nunu's saying that this is prank show, not alcoholic show, and he's got a point, milkman. You know?
All right. Nunu, you're not allowed to drink anymore tonight.
No more. Milkman, we're cutting.
No more alcohol for you tonight, Nunu.
Nunu, you're cut off.
We're looking out for you. Yeah, money, so.
Real quick.
Looking out for you.
Yeah, listen, real quick. I want to mention everybody. Yes, we did a show. I did a show on Monday, and I missed Thursday's show, but then I did a show on Saturday with Jen and Milkman. Who else is on? I don't even remember.
Ken Webb, my God. Yeah, they're all hell of shit.
Holy
Everybody's about to get in that house.
Was Ted Webb on?
Show, man.
I don't even know why I don't remember that show. Ted Webb was on that show? Really?
Oh, hell yeah. Ted, Jen. Fuck, dude, it was like, man, Dutch Changers, Netbox. Hell, it was like not been 5 hours. You guys were all in there after I left. I turned it back on. Look, and hell, you guys were still in there. We're still beeping. It's type of mentions and shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
what
well,
you guys go to bed? 4? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah. I got to edit that. I'm still editing the Monday show. I started editing it last night, fell asleep in the middle of editing it.
That one I missed. Yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah, I got that going, and then I'll get to that set. Shit, if it's 5 hours, it's going to take a while. I hope there were some good pranks in. I think there were. I don't remember anything about it. I remember the first little bit. I don't know why. My mind's kind of... Well, you know what? I was on some pain meds because of... I had... my leg got hurt. I was on some pain meds. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Did I sound weird?
You were doing calls, too. You were doing calls.
Oh, wait. Ken's reminding me. Yeah. How could I forget this?
Call.
The 357 to the dick. Were you around for that? When Jen Stewart, when the lady got really mad at Jen Stewart? Were you there for that?
Who got mad at Jen Stewart?
Some lady got really mad at Jen Stewart. We called back. He called back as the manager of a layaway store. And
I was there for that one. Yeah.
She got so mad. She said she's going to put a 357 up to his dick and blow a bullet. A 357
pistol
bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She was pissed. She had to get. I swear to God, I think listen to that. I think the broad got dragged out. Hey, we should listen to that because her reaction is epic. The funny thing is, like, the fact that we had already fully pissed her off a lot, and she had already yelled at us, and we hung up and we did a different call. I said, let her calm down a little bit because she's off.
Right, let her think she got away.
Yeah, and then called her back. And she was like cordial with Jen. Jen's like, I'm the supervisor. I'm sorry about this. I'm so sorry. We're letting some people go. They're in the office and they were doing prank calls and this isn't acceptable. You know, and she's fine. And at some point, Jen said one thing that set her off. And she just, like, went off on him verbally.
Well, it's not about the dog. We told him to shut that fucking dog up.
Dog.
And then I said that. And then I typed it a couple times. And then every time somebody mentioned, she just freaking went off the deep end.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned the dog, you shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think I was kind of buzzed because wasn't I like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I got shit to do. I think I ever said something like that. And I started cracking myself up because I was loopy in the head. Hang on. Let me find this. Now I want to hear this. See? Now I'm starting to remember.
That was a good one, dude. That was a good one. We went on at least 5-10 minutes. She was off. Her husband got on there. Then she came back. Remember, she tried to be quiet.
She got mad that last time. I swear to God, listening to it, I really think, Milkman, I really think she got dragged away from the phone. Like, it was, I think her family, like, dragged her off, like, to calm her down because she was that, she sounded that, like, mental at that point.
Huh?
This is all being recorded. I have an officer standing here.
I don't
here,
give a shit, it, lady. Listen, I've got your shit on layaway. I'm going to throw it all in the fucking bin. I'm going to burn it. Do you understand?
Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to burn all your shit, and then you can come tomorrow, and we'll just tell you to fuck off. How's that? You stick your vouchers up your ass.
Yeah, that would be great.
And bring your fucking dogs, too. Okay? Fucking stick them up your ass.
All right, that would be great. Yeah, and I'd like to put a .357 bullet right in your fucking dick, all right? Fuck you, son of a bitch.
Fuck you, too.
You guys are so cool. I am so impressed with you. Why don't you try fucking growing up, okay?
Shut up, bitch. Come over to the store and talk to me face to face.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'll be there tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, we'll talk face to face, bitch. Talk to my man, Bubba. He's going to fuck you up.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yo, what lady?
Yeah, it was too bad Ted didn't get in on that also as Bubba. That would might have been funny. but doesn't it sound like she got dragged away, like angry? Like her family and friends were like, all right, just get out. Come on. Relax. All right, more prank calls of the live sort. Coming now. Lonesome Loser isn't here yet. But in the meantime, we got passport photo. A person who has not picked up their photos, you stupid asshole. What happens when they don't pick up their photos, Milkman? That's raw. That's rude, man. Very rude.
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Bill. I'm calling from the photo center.
Yep.
I understand that there's a passport photo down here that you people still haven't come to get, and what's happening?
I'll get it tomorrow.
You better get it tomorrow. You better, when the time you're coming tomorrow, because I want to talk to you in person when you come in. Hmm?
Why is this such a big deal?
Because when you get your photo, you come in and you pay for it and you pick it up. Because if not, it's lost revenue on us. You need to come in.
I'll pick it up. I bought plenty of photos from you all. I would never.
Well,
then
why is this photo still here? Tell me why.
I took the picture tonight, this evening, and I'll pick it up tomorrow. I told the person that took it. I said, "Can I pick it up tomorrow?" They said, "Fine."
What time tomorrow are you coming? I'm going to make sure that you're here on time.
Hey, look, I'll be there tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
You better be here, young man, or it's going to be trouble for you.
Who the hell are you?
My name is Bill. I'm the manager here, and I'm trying to make the numbers before
of
the fiscal quarter.
Bill, you know what?
We took the picture,
you haven't picked it up yet.
Huh?
You lost a customer.
Oh, big deal. My name is Bill, and it says it really big on my shirt. Bill.
Bill. I look forward to meeting you.
I'll put it right in your face like, hey, my name is Bill. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, Bill. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
You better be here tomorrow. I'll tell you.
Oh, you're making me scared.
Mm-hmm. Come get your photos out of here. And don't bring your trashy people photos here with trashy people inside of them wearing little bits of clothes and
Bill,
running around.
You're going to lose the job, buddy.
You got trashy people in the photos you take. Is that your family?
Who the hell are you?
I bet you have trashy pictures all over the place that you take smoking marijuana cigarettes and coming here and laughing and buying all these Cheetos and leaving your pictures. And then you pick them up late, like a week later, and you go home and you look at these pictures and you're smoking marijuana cigarettes and eating Cheetos.
Goodbye, Bill.
You better be here. All right, that's a new character, Bill, I guess.
I don't like Bill, man. Bill's just a melting away on a good old time on the road, man. I like Bill.
Bill's just, Bill's like a no-nonsense effeminate guy. Not gay, just effeminate, you know? Bill's married and has kids and stuff, but he's just ultra-Christian, and he sounds like that. Like,
It felt like he was HNIC for that evening there, so he like letting everybody know he's in charge.
I hate Bill. Bill's an asshole.
Jim says Bill equals Jim Bob. Who have you guys done the Jim Bob prank, man? What was that? I cannot remember. I was getting mixed up in so many years ago. Who's that guy?
That's Touchstone
Terrorist.
Remember
Jim Bob and
Touchstone Terrorist.
Touchstone Terrorist, that's it. Yeah. I kept on thinking of the wrong one. Thank you.
I don't know that I have any Jim Bob for you to hear. I don't think so. I don't have any Touchstone Terror. Here.
That's actually what I was asking Ted. I want to get some of his archives. Because I know he has his original archive. I'd like to acquire a few of them. I'll stick them in our board account. And that way, you know, there'll be access.
Yeah. And Bill will come down and say, give those back. You didn't pay for them. Who do you think you are? Yeah. Taking music you didn't pay for.
I like Bill, man.
You better delete that right now. I love that. That guy did. That guy was so like, you lost a customer. You lost a customer, Bill. I can't wait. He's like, I can't wait to go. I hope to God there's not a Bill that works there.
You lost your job now.
I hope to God there's not a Bill that works there. I mean, I don't know. That'd be so mean. Poor Bill. I should call and get the name of someone that works there. No. That's bad. Don't do that.
Hello,
is this Don?
Yes.
Don, I'm the manager here at the photo lab, and you have pictures that you haven't picked up. Why?
What photo lab are you talking about?
I'm here at the photo department. And why don't you pick up your pictures when you're supposed to pick them up?
I don't think this is a legitimate phone call.
You left pictures, and you haven't picked up these pictures yet. You have 5x7s and 4x6. Who do you think you are?
I think I'm going to report you. That's who I think I am.
My name is Bill.
I'll tell you what, Bill. I'm going to come up there tomorrow in person, and I'm going to ask for you, and I'm going to say that I got a phone call from a 661 area code.
That's right.
And I'm going to find out if it's legitimate, and I'm going to say it wasn't a very professional phone call, so I'm asking, is this legitimate, and is this the way that you want your photo lab represented? Because I order a lot of stuff through you guys.
You order a lot of stuff, but when you order stuff and you don't pick it up, it's bad for me.
It's been up there for about 3 days, Bill.
That's what I'm so why 3 days is incredulous. You should have been here 3 days ago to pick it up. I have to meet quarterly efforts by the end of the week, and I'm calling and saying, please come and pick up your old pictures to all these people. And they'll pick up their pictures. There's so many pictures here. Did you know we're the number one store in the district for unpicked up pictures?
I'll tell you what, Bill. I'm quite sure that we wouldn't want somebody representing themselves the way that you are. So I can guarantee you, I'll be up there tomorrow. I've been pretty doggone busy, and it's been 3 days, and I can guarantee you this much. You probably won't have a job when I get done with those
That's
people,
not
okay?
fair. Don't dare do that. Yeah. Please.
Don't call me like this and say these things to me, because I think you're a scammer. That's what I think.
No, I'm
and
Bill.
I don't think would be calling me at 9:55 from a 661 area code. So I'll tell you what. I'll be up there tomorrow. I'll raise you one on that. Okay?
Please don't take
my friend?
Job. Please don't take my
okay.
job. Please.
Okay, Bill.
I've been drinking. She's.
Well, that was a good one, Bill. Yes, you are. What a prick.
Well, I guess she's coming to the
store. Is that a shoe in there? Who the hell's Boricua 787? You got the right area code, man. That's not you. Is that one of your bros, man?
No. Nope.
Okay.
No.
Boricua.
Hello,
is it Ashley?
Yes?
This is Bill. I'm the manager at the Photo Lab. You left some internet prints here to get picked up?
From where?
From the Photo Lab, and you have some pictures to pick up.
No, I don't.
Did you pick them up? Hello? Yes, you do. The computer says you do. She's gone. Man, maybe she picked them up already. Call Cindy instead.
Yeah, tell them you got the list, man. You know, you didn't know that they didn't pick them up.
I'm telling you, that lady knows. The last lady we talked to, she is going to go there. She's going to demand. I know women like that. She's going to demand satisfaction.
Please leave a message.
She sounds like she would have been fun. Here's Big Diane with two internet greetings. That went to voicemail. That went to voicemail. Let me try this one here. This lady's name is funny. Her last name, but I don't want to give it out. But it's funny. Yeah, I don't know, Baruka 787, but hey, that's cool, man. I understand you guys voted for statehood. I don't think it was a fair vote on the part of the PNP, the PNP.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Bill. I'm calling from the Photo Lab. You have some internet prints here?
Okay. Yep, I forgot to come pick them. I'm going to come tomorrow.
Oh, my God. You didn't come pick them. Why? Taking so long to come pick them up. I stayed open and everything.
Who is this?
This is Bill, and I work at the Photo Lab. And, jeez, I'm sitting here thinking, where is this lady to come get her pictures? Oh, my God. You never came. Oh. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just call me and say, hey, Bill, go home? Why not?
Go home, Bill.
Can I go home? You're not coming?
Nope.
All right. Do you need me to pick anything up for you?
No.
You want some milk?
I want you to stop fucking calling me.
Listen, I just looked at the pictures, and I think this is you in the pictures, and you look really cute.
So, bye, Bill.
I just wanted to say I would like to maybe take you out for ice cream or something like that. What do you like? Ice cream? You like dipping dots? You ever have dipping dots? No, she's gone. Dipping dots. That's what this guy Bill should offer, to take girls out for dipping dots. Because of the ice cream of the future. New character named Bill. Go home, Bill. That's the title of the show, maybe.
I like Bill, man. He's pretty fresh, man.
Oh my God.
got a built-in impediment and everything. This is rad. I like
you. I think that's when I talked to the lady who we just played the Jen Stewart prick, I think I used that voice. It was like, because I'm the manager and I gotta go take care of a bunch of shit. And I started cracking up, and I think Zyklon took over from there. Or someone else did. I don't know who the fuck it was. Hey, Milkman, Jose is going to be joining us here in a little bit. He's wanted to try out to be like a regular pranker on the show, one of our featured prankers.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought he was giving people a hard time or something. I wasn't sure, man. So cool, man.
I'm going to let him on. Jose, you're going to get like a few numbers, and you're expected to be able to do something with them. When you're a featured Madhouse pranker, you're a higher level, you know what I mean? You get on the show more often to do pranks. You know, you get a chance to develop a prank career if you want. But it's a different level when you come up to the big leagues, you know? You got to hang with people like Reclude, you know, Glowworm and Jen and shit like that. Who else? Hollywood?
Here's a hey, Manito.
Yeah, but I mean like our featured kind of guys.
Eddie Gonzalez.
Ted's one also.
Cross.
Cloned homegrown.
Valente.
Cloned homegrown.
Bill. Yeah, Bill the first round.
How about a contest here for the last name for our new character, Bill? If you get 5 Madhouse gold stars if you can come up with a good name, last name for Bill. And don't say Cross.
That's good, man. Excellent.
Maybe not Bill. I don't like Bill. Bill's all right. It doesn't sound too generic, does it?
Well, starting with Bill, and, you know, something better comes along, we'll retain it, man. Somebody throw out some good stuff there. You got your opportunity now. Give him a name. Match him up. Post him in the chat, and we'll make a decision.
We got Bill Wiggins, Bill Buxton, Bill Goat. Bill Goat. Bill Slapster. That's from RBCP. East Bay had Bill Goat. Bass says Bill Horse. Bill Belzen. We got from from Tristan. Bill Bilson. Bill Bucks, says Jill. I like that. Bill Bucks. Bill Brasky. MST3 Clay with the SNL reference. Awesome. Bill Bo Baggins, there you go. I was thinking about that, Bill Bo Baggins.
I'm going to throw out one of my favorites, Bill Bogart.
Bill Bogart, Bill Paxton, there you go, Bill Paxton. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's actually a character,
Bogart. I should talk like Bill Paxton and do prank calls and name him Bill Paxton. That would be cool. I gotta, you know, I'm gonna do some research. I'm gonna, you know, this next week I'm losing my job tomorrow. So this next week, you know, what I'm gonna watch what's Bill Paxton in? Twister, and the NFL, the HBO movie about the fucking orgy family. You know what I mean? What's that called? Big Love. I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna get Bill Paxton's voice down. I'm gonna make it into a fucking character. Billiam Willis, Bill Change, Bill Brannigan, Bill Thrill, Bill Gates, Bill the Bastard, Bill Sodomy, Bill Obama. What else? Bill Bonner, Bill Motherfucker, Bill of Rights, Bill Williams, Bill Maxwell, Bill Bono. How about Drunk Bill? How about Drunk Bill? Yeah, Jill, that's funny. Bill Bronco. I like that.
Bill Bronco. Bill Boner.
Bill Barker. Bill Barker. Now that sounds cool. Pranks by the Dozen said Bill Barker. Good one. I like that. Safi's got Bill Dotrieve. I think that's how you pronounce it. Dotrieve. Bill Dotrieve. There you go. Bill Barker. It's Bill Barker. Bill Barker. I can't say Barker good in that accent. Bill Sodomy. No. I already forgot the voice. I forgot how it goes, Milkman. Forget it, guys, because I forgot the voice. I just lost it.
Well, just whatever you do, just say the name in your voice there and see how if it sounds good, like he lists it, you know?
Well, Bill Dotrieve says... Bill Dotrieve. Yeah, that's it. Bill Dotrieve. I think Safi gets it. Hey, Milkman, we got a winner, I think. That's a contender.
What is it?
Bill Dotrieve. Or Bill
Dotrieve.
I think that's how you pronounce it. D-O-U-T-R-I-E-V-E. Or maybe Bill Dovetree. There you go. Bill Dovetree. Maybe that would work. Bill Dovetree. I don't know. We'll have to work with it. We'll play around with it and I'll stick with something. Bill Dovetree sounds funny. All right, let's call Yvonne. Big Yvonne. Man, I really hope there's no Bill that works there. It is a pretty common name, dude.
This is Yvonne. I'm not here right now, but I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Go home, Bill. All right, last number that we got from these. Big Deanne. I don't think I called her yet. By the way, Brad had suggestions. Tell them you have to report all these pictures of their secret underground marijuana growing operation to the authorities. Also, I'm looking through your pictures here, and in this one photo, that's this girl that's not in the other photo, and she's really cute. Do you think I could get her phone number? Rant about love and first sight and being soulmates. When they object, tell them they're obviously never been in love. It was meant to be. See, that's kind of along the lines of what I did with the black lady we talked to. Talked to last. I was at the end there. I was like, hey, you know, Bill liked her. Bill's struggling with his sexual identity, and he found an African-American girl he liked. Maybe that's what he needs. Maybe that's what he likes. You know, maybe he never considered being with a black girl before, Milkman, until then. Maybe that's
Ain't got no problem with black girls.
No, Bill might be happier with a black girl, and I think we should all support Bill in that.
Man, sisters rock, dude. I lived in shop. You'll find out.
You lived in the ghetto, I know.
Hello,
is this Yvonne?
Huh?
Is this Deanne? Hello? Deanne?
Hello?
Listen, I have pictures here at the photo lab that you ordered pictures on the computer. You ordered
Hello.
20 pack of pictures. Hello?
What?
Listen.
What?
You ordered...
Well, what are you talking?
There's a pack of 20 pictures that was ordered from this number for Deanne. I'm at the phone.
I'm sorry, this is not Deanne's phone. You got the wrong number.
So you put a fake name? Is that what you did?
What are you talking about, fake name?
You put a fake...
There's no Deanne in this phone.
You put in a...
You got the wrong number, like you dialed the wrong number, you know? You messed up a digit.
You stupid. You put
You're
it in.
You're the dumbass.
All I do is click
Get
on
off.
It, you stupid Puerto Rican. Oh, man. See how Puerto Rican girls are with me? No nice, no good, never nice. Ah, damn Puerto Rican girls. They make one hell of a fucking meal. Hey, Milkman.
Yes, I. Ah. So we got any contenders yet?
I don't know. I'm still mulling it over. Maybe Bill Dovetree I'll do. Bill and Ben. Bill and I. Boner Bill, says Ken. Bill Swallows. Bill Will. Bill Gill. Bill Gilliams. Wow. Nunu says Bill Bollocks. That's kind of fun. That'd be kind of cool. In the United States, a lot of people know that. This is Bill Bollocks. There you go. Maybe Bill Bollocks.
That is a good one.
Bill Bollocks.
Oh, Bill, my God.
I'll call the UK and I'll say I'm Bill Bollocks. We'll see how that goes. This is Bill Bollocks. All right. Here comes the next call. In a little bit, we're going to have Jose on here, and he's going to talk and stuff. Hopefully, he's got his mic working. He left some voicemails for me on Skype, but his mic kept cutting in and out.
Does he know about the headphones and stuff?
He says he does. But the mic all kept right. cutting in and out, but I think that's just that might just be a Skype thing, I hope.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Saville?
Oh, is it you again? You know what? Let me down on your phone. Good night.
Listen, this is Bill. He remembers me. Like, I was going to tell him it was Bill Bollocks. I think I talked to him on Saturday. He remembered me right off the bat. Wake him up again.
You're well loved.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
I just wanted to call the UK to test out Bill Bollocks, which I believe in the UK it's like 3 in the morning right now. Right. Under my thumb.
4:15.
Okay, never mind. I am an asshole.
My phone is 5 o'clock, Hawaii 6 o'clock, it's 7 o'clock.
What time is it in your ass?
Welcome to the Sky voicemail of...
Milkman, put a thermometer in your ass and then tell me what time it is.
Okay, in Perth, it's 12:16.
Okay.
No, maybe not the longer shot, England, sorry.
Buriqua says we should call prank people in PR because these damn people want statehood and they don't even know English, man. That's what he said. He said, man...
Hey.
Yeah, man.
The Yankees, man. Home of the bombs.
Safi confirms it's pronounced Dotrieve. UK Dave reporting in the video feed had a black screen and audio still working. Yeah, I did that on purpose. But it's fixed now. Bob following up on the first prank of the night. He says Big Mike called him and was pissed. I guess he's given more info now that he was a security officer and he hit the cat on a certain road driving a red Neon. Wow, what a piece of shit. Not just saying, they were nice when they first came out, but they haven't made a Neon since like 99, maybe 2000, I think. When was the last Neon made?
Yeah.
That was a good car when it came out, though. It ran nice. It had good speakers in it, stock speakers. It was the first of those that have, like, pioneers in them. I think they were pioneers. Remember, it had a pretty good speaker system for stock.
I remember one of them had a big-ass engine in it.
Big Indian.
There was one of them that had a big-ass engine, man. Most of them had a dog-ass engine, but one of them had a big engine, like a 318 or something like that.
Yeah, you got to get the special model, you know, the sporty model, you know, it's got like a, usually they give a different trim also, or a different color. The Plymouth Dodge Neon, introduced in 94. Was it really 94? Holy shit.
See what they had a 318 model. I know they had an 8-cylinder one for sure.
Yeah, production ended in 2005. They made them in Illinois, Mexico, and Venezuela.
Well, see, they had them in the Caribbean. That's why I was asking, because a couple of guys had them down there on the island, so they must have got them down there in Mexico or Venezuela. But we're really close to Venezuela.
Special model, the ACR was available with the single overhead cam or dual overhead cam engine. Is that right? DOHC? Did I get that right? four-wheel disc brace, struts, ratio 394. It doesn't say about the, what is it you're saying? Is it the horsepower you're talking about? Doesn't say.
It was some type of 8-cylinder. They had some big engine in it, like a 318 or something they had.
Wow, an 8-cylinder neon. That'd be something. That's a pretty small frame car. That thing must have booked.
Green, man.
Are you sure it was an 8-cylinder one?
Now, the regular, like the 6-cylinder, 4-cylinder, 6-cylinder one were kind of doggy, but the 8-cylinder one, that motherfucker flew.
I don't think there was an 8-cylinder one, man. They got here. Available engines were the single overhead or dual overhead cam versions of Chrysler's 2.0-liter 4-cylinder engine. Yeah.
Okay, you're saying it's turbo 4.
Yeah. Okay.
That might be it. But they had a powerful engine. The rest of them kind of suck. But they have one kick-ass engine.
Gotcha.
They were racing them down there against the Hondas and shit.
A Honda smoking neon, though, man. I don't know. It was a good car back in the day. So,
well, afterwards, the VTEC, and then everybody had a Japan VTEC, and blah, blah, blah. And, they're all crazy about that shit. And they were jacking them fuckers all up.
Yeah, not the car I have now, but the car before was an Accord. It had a VTEC engine. It was nice.
Now, this guy had, took out the air fender wells and had, a fiberglass hood or some shit.
All right, cool.
A bunch of shit like that.
All right, we got requested pranks to get to in a little bit. We got some more numbers here from Brad. Infiltrated kind of number things that he does.
Yeah. I think that's a good number.
Yeah, sure, man. But in the meantime, let's do some Lonesome Loser calls because Lonesome is here.
Lonesome Loser!
Always a good thing. All right. Mantra Masala. Is Masala Indian? Let's find out. Let's find out together.
Let's tie it down, dude.
Milkman, here's something good about tomorrow being the last day of me for work. They're throwing me a potluck dinner. A potluck lunch. And you know it's all Indians I work with, so it's gonna be Indian food, potluck, and they bring a lot of food, man. You know, it's
you gonna get over the papadoms?
Yeah, they're gonna bring papadoms, and oh man, I should have brought the list. I should have ordered some of this food. A lot of biryanis.
Yeah.
There's a lot of biryanis. Like, some of them are vegetarians. Well, one of them is telling me she's vegetarian, but she's bringing this Indian version of soy. It's a biryani with this Indian version of soy. No, it's a curry. Bullshit. You know, curry with the rice and all that. But it's the Indian version of soy that they make with milk. She said it's she thinks it's better than soy. She's giving it to Americans who think it's better than soy. I don't know. I'm excited.
Thank you for calling Mantra Masala. This is Jose.
Jose, what kind of food do you have here?
Pardon me?
What kind of food do you have here?
Ah, we have Indian food, sir.
Italian food?
Indian food.
Indian food? Oh,
yes, sir.
Your name is Jose, though? I'm confused.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. Are you Indian or what are you?
Indian, we are on Water Spring and Durango, sir.
No, but are you an Indian or are you Mexican?
No, I am no Indian. I am Mexican, sir.
Is there Indians there or do you make Mexican version, which is stupid?
The person who is from Indian is not here at this moment, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Hey.
Yes.
Let's take an order. Do you have chicken biryani?
We have a chicken biryani, sir, yeah.
And, yeah. And then what curry do you recommend? You have any curries?
Yeah, we have curry. We have chicken curry.
Curry. Chicken curry. Okay, put me down for chicken curry.
Okay, may I ask you for number with the area code, please? Okay. And your name, sir?
This is Bill.
Which?
Bill Bollocks.
Okay.
Put that down. Bill Bollocks.
Okay. What would you like to order, sir?
I gave you the order.
Okay. You want the vegetable biryani?
Yep.
And how spicy, sir?
Mild,
okay. Yeah. Then one chicken curry.
Uh-huh.
How spicy, sir?
Mild also.
Mild, okay. Any naan bread?
Do you have any papadoms?
Yeah, we have papadoms, sir. You want order of papadom?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
No, that's it. Thank you. No naan bread. I don't like that. Thank you. How long?
This is going to be ready in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, your total is going to be $30 with 11 cents.
Okay, mister. Thank you.
Okay, it's a pleasure, sir.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Yeah, a pleasure in a minute. How long did he say milkman was? How long did he say?
Now that I read, he said 20 minutes.
Put that on I want you to put that on the big board, milkman. 20 minutes, okay?
The big board.
Quarter till, we need to call him back, and you need to cancel the order and tell him you don't like the food.
Thank you. Very good. Okay. Let's keep on moving here and doing some more prank calls. Indian Garden Restaurant's coming up now in Reno, Nevada.
Get it.
Reno, Nevada, the biggest little city on the world, in the earth, isn't it what it's called, or in the country? I don't know. It looks like a shit. You're near Reno?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to Reno instead of going to San Francisco. That would be a better idea. I guess stay away from you.
Wait. Oh, it's Nevada.
Hello, Mantra Indian Cuisine. Can I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Indian Cuisine.
Yeah?
Good, good. I'd like to make an order. Do you have chicken biryani?
Yeah. One second.
What do you mean? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Ulu.
You have to order?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
One chicken biryani?
Biryani.
Yeah, milkman, shut up. One chicken biryani. Do you have any tandoori chicken?
Yeah, one tandoori chicken.
One tandoori chicken, yes.
One tandoori chicken.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then I'd like you to take your shirt off when I come down.
Okay. Just 10-15 minutes should be ready.
Will you take your shirt off for me? Huh? Will you take the shirt off, your shirt, take it off, and I'll kiss you on your man nipples? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I want you to take your shirt off when I come down.
Okay.
Will you do that? Can you accommodate me? No? All right, let's call back. That was stupid. Milkman, can we call yet to cancel the other order? No? Okay.
Not yet.
Not time yet.
Mancho.
He hung up again when we tried to call back. Very rude of him. India Kebab and Curry. The kebab places seem to be very angry when I talk to them, I've noticed. Maybe they're under a lot of stress to make kebabs. I think kebabs are a hard thing to make, Milkman. And that might be why.
Yeah, put some meat and veggies on a stick and roast them. That's tough.
It takes a lot. No, it takes a lot, Milkman. That's a lot of pressure. You got to make that to order. Or it'll dry out. You got to make it to order. Well, you know anything? Yes, hi. Is this kebabs?
Sorry?
Is this India kebab?
Yes.
And these kebabs, are they, like, is it like that? Palestinian stuff they have down the street. They put all this nice stuff on it and barbecue sauce, or what do you put on it?
Say again?
Do you put barbecue sauce on the kebabs like they do at the Palestinian place?
No.
What do you put on it?
It's cremata sauce.
Cremata sauce?
Yeah.
Cremata what?
What?
Cremata what? Your face?
Tomato sauce.
tomato sauce.
Yes.
Don't be nasty. Are you a banchud?
What?
Banchud.
What is that?
That is you and your sister. Bring your sister in front of me. Come in front of me and I'll show you what is it.
I don't know.
I'll show you what it is. I'll punch you.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'll push you.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Get on top of you and I start kissing you and I rip your shirt open. You have a hairy chest or is it flat? Well?
Yes.
What do you mean yes? Is it a hairy chest or no?
I don't know. What is that?
Do you have hair on your chest?
I don't know. What is that?
You know what hair is on your head?
No, I never see.
You never see? Take your shirt off and get comfortable. Why don't you take your shirt off and get comfortable with me?
Anything else you need?
Where are you from, Bengali, or where are you?
What?
Are you Bengali, or what are you?
I'm Madrasi.
Madrasi?
Yeah.
Are you a Dalit?
What?
Are you a Dalit?
What do you need?
Oh, you're a Dalit and you clean the shit.
What do you need? What do you need?
I need you to come clean my bathroom, Dalit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, will you come over and clean my bathroom right
sure
away?
Sure, I'll do that.
You dirty, disgusting Dalit, bottom of the system.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Do you do a good job?
You know, we already got your number. We are recording right now, okay?
I don't give you permission, Dalit.
All recording. This is business, not for home fun.
I'm a Brahmin, and you're a Dalit.
What?
Huh? Huh?
Again?
I'm a Brahmin, and you're a Dalit.
Okay.
You know what that means?
No, I don't know.
I'm better than you.
What?
I'm better than you, because you're a Dalit. Dalit.
Yeah, that's nice.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You're talking so sweet, that's why.
Okay. All right, Dalit. Yeah.
Anything else you need?
Come clean my bathroom and do a good job this time cleaning the bathroom.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a big shit. I'm going to take a big shit before I eat the food there. And I'll make you come then to my house and clean the bathroom while I'm eating. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, is this Indian food?
Yeah.
I want to make an order, please.
Sure, go ahead, sir.
One chicken biryani.
Uh-huh.
One sister.
One what?
One sister.
Sister?
Yes.
Okay. And no brother too?
No, I just want your sister.
Okay.
Okay. One banchod.
Uh-huh. One dancer too?
One banchod.
Okay.
One ulu.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go down there and look at you. Uh-huh.
And
I want
for
you
me?
To I want you to come front of me.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to slap you in the face.
No.
Yes, I do this thing.
I will do first.
Are you a Dalit?
Huh?
Are you Dalit?
Oh, yeah.
You are a Dalit.
Hmm?
I have another Dalit on the phone from India. He's on the phone.
Okay.
Hello, Indian. Hello, kebab. Indian kebab.
Okay.
Say something. Say something in Indian.
Sister Kabab.
Will you talk to the other guy, please? He hung up. Hey, Indian Kabab, are you still there? That was Gandhi's I called. And Gandhi's, they're like peaceful, so they're not mean.
Sister Kabab.
Indian kebab is still there, listening like a pervert, so hang on.
I want your sister Ali Kebab. Put her on the stick. I sit in your turban.
Hey, I heard you Himalayans don't like the Indians, is that right?
It is an Indian industry, sir.
Yeah,
not
but where the Himalayas are, you guys, you guys hate the Indians, right?
Yeah, it is Indian right now, yeah.
Yeah, you don't like India, though, right? Because they're bad people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see? I have an Indian man who's listening now, and he said that he could kick any Tibet person's ass, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Are you from Tibet?
No, sir. Not from the Tibet.
Where are you from?
I'm from Nepal.
Oh, Nepal. That's what he said. He said anyone from Nepal. I'm sorry. I confused Tibet and Nepal because you people look the same.
Yeah.
You're all dark people. Can I make an order, please?
You going to make two orders?
Yeah.
All right. Give me just 2 minutes, okay?
Hey, Milkman, what is it? My Barca? What is it, Milkman? Barca.
Just 2 minutes, okay? Give me 2 minutes.
Barca.
Give me just 2 minutes, sir, okay?
Barca. Milkman, what is it in the police? Milkman, you
hello?
Told... Hello, yeah. What does Barca mean?
I'm sorry?
What does Barca mean?
What is Barca?
Barca. Barca, yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not getting you. What is this?
There's a bad word that says something my Barca. You know what I mean? What's that bad word? What's a bad word in Nepalese? Tell me a bad word.
What you choose on Barca?
That one.
I don't actually. I mean, okay. What would you like to have, sir?
Oh, do you have chicken biryani?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. One of those?
Okay.
All right, one sister? Now he's gone. Now he's gone. I'm going to get rid of the other guy because he's just sitting there. Hey, kebab place. Any kebab? They're still there. Just not...
Any kebab?
Any kebab's been connected this whole time. Yeah, it's busy. They left it off the hook. They were listening. They probably had a speakerphone. I'm calling Gandhi's Indian place and shit.
Ten more minutes and we got to call back our buddy.
Okay.
Thanks for India Kebab and Curry.
What?
I'm close to Woodford.
No.
Sunday.
Shut up.
And open.
Asshole.
Monday, 10, 10 to 11.
Oh, that was a message. Hello, Indian Kebab. Attention. India Kebab. We need to speak with you.
I want to shoot in your carbon.
They're not answering the phone at all. That man's voicemail or answer machine message is horrible. I thought it was him trying to talk like one. That's how bad it was. Trying to act like he just picked up and said, oh, hello, yes, this is answering voicemail and I cannot answer. Sir, please do not call again unless you're a customer and leave a message. Thank you. All right, we're calling another Tamba Indian.
I will call police.
I will call you police. The police. Police, that's how they say it. Police.
Tamba, I'm going to help you.
Yes, hi. Hello, sir. Is this Indian food or something stupid?
Uh-huh.
Well, is it Indian food?
Yes.
All right, stupid. I'd like to make an order then, please.
Order to pick up?
Yes. That's right, stupid.
Just hold on.
Thank you, stupid. Hurry up! Hey!
Yes, sir. You have the menu?
And why does it take so long for you to take my order? What do you
think? I was not on the counter. I was on the back side.
Listen, stupid. I like to make an order. Do you have chicken biryani?
Uh-huh.
All right, one of those, damn it.
Chicken biryani?
Yes.
One order?
Medium heat.
Tea?
Medium heat.
Medium?
Yes.
Okay.
One vegetable biryani?
Vegetable biryani. Mm-hmm.
Okay. One Banshod.
What?
One Banshod.
That's it? Next?
Huh?
Next.
One Ulu.
What?
One Ulu.
Just hold on. I don't understand what you're saying.
One Gandu.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Yes, I'm making an order and that stupid person doesn't understand. Why don't you put Americans on the phone to take orders?
You want a to-go order?
Yes, one chicken, what is it? I want one chicken, oh, what's it called? Ask him, he knows.
One chicken biryani.
Yes. One vegetable biryani.
One veggie biryani.
Okay, one order, do you have papadums?
One order papadum.
Uh-huh. One banchud.
One issue?
Banchud.
I didn't get it.
Banchud. Okay.
Sorry, sir?
One banchud. Say it.
No, I didn't understand.
No, you know what banchud is. That's you, stupid. Huh? Don't laugh, it's not funny. Listen, how many sisters do you have?
Damn, that was a quick disconnect there, man. What happened? He cut line.
Is it time to call the first place yet?
Help you?
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. My name is Patel, and I was playing a joke.
Oh, your name is?
Patel. I am Patel.
Patel?
Yes. Mr. Patel.
Mr. Patel. And why are you saying like this nonsense thing?
Because I just started learning Indian. I'm Indian-American, but I don't know the language. Hello? Yes, this is Patel. They hit a star code. I don't know which one. What star code did they hit, Milkman? You think star 69? I don't think so. It was the tracing one. Ooh, the tracing star 69 code. Hey, guys, let's get Jose. Jose, are you ready, fucker? Where's Jose at? Milkman, Jose.
Jose, come under Jose B.
Don't be stupid. It's Jose. All right? Don't complicate things, Milkman. Bringing up Jose.
All right. Let's see if he's a Jose or a Jose B here.
I'm talking about Jose A.
All right. I'm ready to be amazed.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Jose. You got to bring your volume up.
Okay. How do I do that?
Nope.
How about me? How about now?
I don't know. It's okay. What do you think, Milkman? Think it should be more? I think it should be more. I think we need more sound out of him.
Well, I'm using my webcam mic right now.
Ah, you see, that's your problem right there. Well, you need a regular mic. This ain't going to work. It's bad, man.
Yeah.
It's bad. You got to
overdrive like Artie.
Yeah, get yourself like a lapel, like a $5 mic or a headset. $10, $15.
I do. It's the low-tech one, but it doesn't work that much.
Fuck. Oh, man.
GDP.
Yeah, well, next time, man, we'll work on it. We'll figure it out. All right. See you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Poor Jose, you know, you can't do it with a webcam mic, right? Isn't that bad?
No, they don't sound good. They do sound funky. You want a dedicated mic. Preferably something like a dynamic mic.
No, but if it's just for him, he can just get a freaking Logitech headset and it's fine. Something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's better than a USB mic. Those little ones in the camera. Those are not very good.
You bring brighter days. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. And I will rock this microphone.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Biggins.
Hey, can you guys hear me now?
Oh, Jose, yeah, we hear you now, man. What's up?
All right, sweet, dude.
You got this shit working. Fuck yeah.
Yep.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. Now stop making so much noise with it, all right? Get yourself adjusted there and put your mic where you need it, all right? Did you go to the bathroom?
Yep.
That's good. Very good. Very good. Awesome. Hey, Blackout, you here? Blackout.
Yeah,
I do.
Hey, hang on, Jose. Shut up. Hey, Blackout, how you doing, man? It's Carlito from Madhouse. Just saw you online. Thought I'd say hey. All right. That's Blackout, everybody. Blackout.com. That's what he's had to say. What a fucking retard Blackout is. What the fuck is he talking about?
B-O.
What was he doing? Wait, was he having a fucking stroke or something? It sounded like he was having a stroke.
We had Bino tonight on.
I think Blackout was having a stroke. Maybe someone needs to put their wallet in his mouth. Jose, you here? All right, Jose.
Yeah, I'm here.
Fuck yeah, man. So, I thought you had like a Mexican accent. What, did you just put that on?
No, I do.
Oh, you do? I see. Milk.
Accent.
I think this would work pretty good if he does a Mexican accent, Milkman. I think you should work with that.
Okay, let's try. Let's see what that'll do.
I don't know what you think, but I think maybe that might be a good thing. All right, let's try it. Yeah, hey, all I got is Indian restaurants. Are you okay with that? I got a Bail Bonds place or a pizza place. Which one of those sounds good to you?
Pizza place.
All right, a pizza place. Can you see the Skype chat from where you're at? Like, are you watching it?
Hold up. Not really. Wait. Where's the Skype chat?
You're on a computer, right?
All right, got it.
You got it? All right, you see the name of the place there and the address? And
only
the
pizza place, yeah.
Yeah. Don't give out too much information. Okay. All right, so that's who I'm going to call. So now if they ask, you know, if you need to know, like, you know, where it's at or whatever, you got some help. All right. So remember, don't try not to give out the name of the business entirely if you can. It helps me out editing. What else, Milkman? Just if you follow that list of rules.
No threatening of violence. No sexual overtures to any juveniles or threatening of children to rape them. No request to bomb them or shoot them or pretending like you're an ossifer. So just do everything funny, but don't do any bad stuff.
All right, good luck, Jose. Here you go. You're on your own. See you later.
All failed.
Oh, what did I do? It's my fault. That is not your fault, Jose. That is my fault. Hang on. Forgot the one. Go, bitch, go.
Pizza, may I help you?
Yeah, is this Tony's Pizza Place?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Tony's Pizza Place?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I live right now in Illinois, and I see you're from Columbia, Missouri, and I used to live there, and I'm just wondering if you could, like, deliver a pizza.
Okay, I'm having a real hard time hearing you. Your phone's kind of cutting out. I didn't hear what you said.
Well, I live in Illinois, close to Missouri, right?
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if you could deliver a pizza to me.
Where are you at?
In Illinois right now. St.
How
Louis.
How am I going to do that?
Well, you could, like, get inside the car with a pizza and drive up here.
No, he didn't like that.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, it's your first call. Hey, I'm going to call an Indian place. Stay on the line.
All right.
This is Indian tech support from Pranks by the Dozen, he says his name is. I've never heard of this guy. Very good. We should call Blackout later and have him do some more funny noises.
Welcome to Guru Aid. Existing customers, press 1. Others, press 2.
Google AIDS.
Thank you for contacting Guru Design Tech Support. This is Ashini. How can I help you?
Hey, big girl. How you doing there? Yeah. This is Google AIDS. Sorry. Huh?
Yes, this is Guru Aid. How can I help you?
And you fix computer machines?
Yes, sir. We do fix computer machines.
Oh, that's awesome. Is Mr. Gandu there?
Mr.?
Gandu.
Let me check. Can I help you with your first name and the last name, please?
First name is Gandu.
No, your name.
Oh, my first name is Bill.
B-E-L?
Uh-huh.
Bill, and the last name?
It's Banchun. It's B-A-H-N.
B-A-H-N?
Uh-huh. C-H-O-D.
C-H-O-D?
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you have any contract with Guru 8?
I'm supposed to. I'm on the computer. There's a website I can't get to on this stupid computer, and I'm going to throw it out the window. Can you confirm if the website is down, or is my computer having problems?
Yeah, sure. We will check. Before that, let me just check who was the person working on your computer. Was someone working on your computer?
No. This is for a question for you. This is the number they gave me to call. Please just check this website. Make sure it's working.
Okay. We'd like to inform you that this is Guru 8, the leader in tech support. We will do help you to get this issue fixed, okay?
Thank you.
But before that, may I know, do you have any contract with Guru 8?
I'm supposed to for my business.
You're supposed to have a contract with your business.
Yes, and I can't get to the business website. We have a conference tomorrow. It's bad. I have to make an update. If you can just make sure that it's not my computer and it's the website, because if it's the website, someone's going to be in big trouble in the server room. I'm going to throw coffee in his face tomorrow.
Okay, he's sure. Okay, can you help me with your email address?
It's meatspin.com.
M-I? Can I spell it for me?
No, it's Bill.
Bill?
Uh-huh. At?
At?
Meatspin.com.
Meat. Meat space. S-P-A-C-E?
M-E-A-T.
E-A-T.
S-P-I-N.com.
S-P-I-N.
Uh-huh. .com.
Pen.com. Okay, let me check.
Is Patel there? Is Mr. Patel there?
Mr. Patel.
Yes.
Let me check.
You better hurry up. Do it now.
Thank you. Okay. Go.
And my thumb is the thumb I put in my ass. What do you think, Jose? How are we doing? I'm trying to get him to go to Meat Spin.
Yeah, I just hate this fucking music.
I don't know if it's gonna work.
It'll probably work.
Oh, we gotta cancel that order. Let me keep it on the line. Hello? Supervisor?
Thank you.
you for calling Mantra Masala. It's Jose.
Yes. Hey, man. I'm calling. My name is Bill, and I made an order.
Yes, sir.
Do you have my order there?
Yeah, your order is ready, sir.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling to cancel it. I don't want it because, I don't know, I changed my mind.
Okay. Let me talk to the manager, okay? Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
And why you changed your mind, sir?
Because I found out that I don't like Indian food.
Pardon me?
I realized that I don't like Indian food.
Okay. Let me explain to the manager. Hold on,
please. Okay, thank you. Waiting on the manager here.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tapan.
Okay, yeah. Well, how can I help you?
Okay, you ordered some food, right?
Yeah, and I need to cancel that. I don't think I like Indian food. I'm not sure. I'm kind of worried about it. I think I'm just going to make some eggs and have some bread, a little bit of toast.
Just a second. Did you already make the food? Yeah, we already made the food for yourself.
All right, so what do I need to do then?
You tell me what you want to do, boss.
Well, I want to eat some eggs, you know. I don't like Indian food.
So why did you order them?
I've never had it before.
So I know, I understand that you didn't have before. Now you ordered, and you saying you don't like it. So
listen,
how about you try it and then say don't like it?
Listen, I'm gonna make some eggs and some toast, and I'm sorry. Don't get nasty with me, asshole. Okay. He's going to make eggs.
You could have got disconnected.
Man, she's all pissed off. Well, please come and try it. I think in England, they get much angrier. Maybe Lonesome, if you're listening, try to find some of those Indian... Well, they're probably closed now. Maybe London has some 24-hour places. I don't know. You never know. Lonesome always pulls them. Lonesome always finds them, you know. Hey, Big Ken.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
I'm having some problems on my system, so go fuck yourself.
Basically.
That's what she was trying to do. Oh, yeah, I got fucking problems on this end, too, man. So go ahead and try back in like an hour.
Try rebooting your computer.
I used to do that shit all the time when I was working for Google.
No, dude, when I wanted a break, I'd tell people, hey, reboot your computer. Okay. I'd sit there and chill. Especially when I knew they had an old computer. If a customer called me like, yeah, I got Windows 98. I said, oh, let's reboot that. Let's reboot that. It would be like about 2 or 3 times. It was chilling. Chilling on the internet.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this McShane?
Sorry?
Is this D. McShane?
Yes.
Oh, pleasant. That's excellent. My name is Bill. I'm calling from the United Kingdom Water Administration. We're a subcontractor. There's a call center, and we call the bad customers of the Water Administration for the United Kingdom. The computer shows that there's a leak of water in your house. Are you wasting water?
No.
Do you have any of your taps that are on or off for right now? Are they all off right now?
They're all off.
What about your refrigerator? Is there any water leaking from the back?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Who are you?
I'm with the Water Administration of the United Kingdom. I represent. And there's water rationing going on because of the weather this year.
Yeah.
And we've got a computer machine here that tells us if anybody has a water leak or a problem with the water table in their home.
Where are you based? Where is your place of work?
International Business Machines in Chicago, Illinois. but we're on a contract from the government of the United Kingdom.
Right.
Yeah, we watch it over after hours. We watch it, and then they take over in their central office. I think it's somewhere near Cambridge. That's the Cambridge, okay. The main Cambridge branch. But after hours, well, for emergency calls, then they send it over here to the United States because it's not so late over here, you see.
Yeah, okay.
All right, all so right.
I
need
get the point.
Well,
get the point.
You get the all point. Right. Now, I need you to go
Bye.
Check the refrigerator because the computer... Fucker guy.
Fucking asshole. That's why we have to deal with him.
Well, yeah,
UK
I don't.
You're too polite, so we got to be dicks to him.
I don't care that he figured out the point. What he needs to do is check the refrigerator, is what it is. And I'm trying to get someone tonight. It's my goal to get someone to unplug the refrigerator at some point. That will be a win for the night. I don't know why I set that as a bar for the night, but it's what I've done, guys. So
I've got a couple quotes for you to try to get through on calls. By the end of the night, try to tell someone that you're going to slap the cum out of their mouth.
Slap the cunt cool. out of their mouth. The cum, rather. Yes.
Or if you get somebody that's being real nasty and you're calling, representing a business, tell them, hey, do I come to your work and slap the cock out of your mouth?
Do I come down to where do I come down to where you work and jump up and down on the bed? I like that one. But cum in the mouth is good.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message.
Shut up.
It is also nice that we are less than 2 weeks now from the Thanksgiving show.
Oh my God, I know. Doesn't it seem Thanksgiving is coming earlier this year than normal?
It does.
Yes, it does.
It does, right? Yeah.
I had somebody ask earlier, they're like, oh, what are you guys doing on a Thanksgiving show? I'm like, here's last year's. Why don't you give that a look?
Listen to that, all 5 hours. But then I understand we did a 5-hour show on Saturday, which I don't remember more than 10% of.
Yeah, because I had to tell you because the YouTube cuts off at 4 hours,
oh.
And you had to restart it for like another hour.
Holy shit. So what else
I
got done?
It.
What else got done? What else? I can't believe I can remember this. I was at Zonk.
Oh, definitely the 357 to the dick was the number one.
Yeah.
I think Brent Westwood was the other one that got in on that call that you were searching for.
Okay. Brent Westwood, yeah.
Brent was either the first or second one. I think Brent may have called to apologize.
Yeah. Brent, yeah. Well, he was basically the primary one on that one. Dirty Aaron playing Brent Westwood. Because I just passed it right off to him because I started cracking up. For some stupid reason. I said something entirely stupid.
I had fucking tears in my eyes for like the whole call. I had my fucking mic muted. I was sitting there like, oh my God.
Yeah, because Dirty Aaron's just like, you tell your dogs to shut the fuck up. You know? Basically, she's like, what? Yeah. They're outside, first of all. Yeah, and then Zyklon called back as a manager. Zyklon actually came through with a normal voice and it worked out for him. Maybe
the fucking, like, the third call, like, 3 minutes later, she's got the imaginary cops fucking hanging out, dragging her away from the phone and shit.
Oh, man. That lady's a trip. Nunu wants us to call the 6 Toilets lady from a few weeks ago, but I have no idea which of her numbers it was that we called.
Oh, that's a shame, because you could either call and say that you're from a plumbing company or some shit, or you're checking on her toilet. She'd be like, I have 6, and then she'd be like, are you checking on this one? No, I'm checking on this fucking other one. I keep calling her about these toilets.
Same toilets.
Either that, or if you could find her number and address, you could call a plumbing company and try to send a fucking plumber to her house.
6 plumbers. 6 is the number.
Hello?
Is this Old Man McShane?
Hey.
Is this Old Man McShane?
Hey.
Good. I from the computer, and the computer says that your water in your refrigerator is leaking.
Okay.
The water in your refrigerator is leaking. I'm from the computer.
Oh, yeah.
Go to your... Okay. Can you go to the kitchen and check your refrigerator and unplug it? No. Don't hang up. No. Or if I hang up so I can call you back. Okay.
He follows directions pretty well.
He does. Hey, it's Dirty Aaron. Hang on.
That dirty motherfucker.
Hey, boy. Oh, he's still connecting. He's trying to connect him.
Look at his picture. Wanna... He is fucking dirty.
Yep.
What the fuck's going on?
Hey, Dirty.
Something's wrong with my microphone not working.
Sounds okay to me.
Oh,
sounds
yeah?
Sounds good to me, too.
Yep. Me? Jose says it sounds good. There you go. Now we need Zyklon. Right. Hang on, let me get Zyklon here. Stand by.
Yeah, and Jose is a fucking authority on microphones.
Jose's the authority on microphones. He doesn't even have one.
You got to talk right into it. That's the problem with his.
Yeah.
Hi, is this International Cactus Machines?
Hey there, big Zyklon. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Ready to throw down this weekend?
Oh, yeah, it's you and me, boy, and I think I got a strong team. I think I finally came out of my bye week droughts. So I think
ESPN says you're losing by five.
Bullshit.
That's the current projection.
I don't buy it. I looked at our lineup, and I think my players are way more way more consistent, and that some of your
Vick.
Yeah, totally. And
projections don't mean nothing.
Yeah, and your projections, I think your players, quite frankly, some of them are way over projected. To be honest with you,
yeah, probably. Kenny Britt plays Baltimore, but apart from that, I've pretty much got an easy slate on defense.
Man, I wish I had Bears defense. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
It was either last week or 2 weeks ago, I was projected to lose by like 50, and I ended up winning by about 70.
Welcome to the messaging service.
Oh, sorry. Snuck that one in on you guys. Yeah, you did?
Here's a funny story that happened today. So the truck that is supposed to deliver the normal Thursday shipment got lost and got stuck in the ghetto.
Did they take his guns?
No. He's calling like... Yeah, this looks like a bad neighborhood. How do I get to your store again?
Fucking high-risk delivery.
Are you near a bad neighborhood or something? Like, is it easy to get lost in the hood?
It's literally like 20 miles away.
Oh, wow. He was way off.
How he got stuck in the ghetto is beyond me.
Maybe he was out looking for weed or something, and then, you know, I figured I got guns. No one's going to fuck with me. Or maybe he'd, like, trade a gun. You know, that could be it. You should have told him. You're going to have him investigated for going to the hood to trade guns.
Yeah, we keep pretty tight inventory, so it's pretty hard for him to try to do something like that.
Maybe a clean gun, though, man. That's what they call in the streets, a clean gun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, know about it.
With Lysol.
Clean gun. I don't even know what the fuck a clean gun is. I'm talking like the fucking shield. What a clean gun is. That gun
is a gun called a shield. And it's really, really popular.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Hey, there you go. We'll check that out, shieldgun.com. Here's a number that we're going to call. Numbers. Those are always fun.
My favorite.
PC repair.
Support?
Yeah, computers, you know, PC your repair, computer repair. I don't know. If you have to, you have to, okay? Whatever. Make an effort. Make some kind of an effort. It helps me edit the show. You know, all it does is make it so the shows come out earlier. That's all.
So what do Sandy and Snooki have in common?
Jersey blowing. What is it?
They blew half the East Coast.
There you go. Knew it.
Yeah, I heard a variation of they both came into Jersey Shore and blew everything in a 50-mile radius or something like that.
Well, I have Tiger Woods jokes, but they're old.
Yeah, do you see already fucking destroyed me in fantasy football last week, Carlito?
Oh, fuck him, really?
Why tied who's going to be Ben Chubbs?
Hang on.
259 to 171.
Oof. I was losing by one till Michael Vick played, and he just got me my win. That's all I needed. Fuck the Eagles. Just score enough so I can win. Some chick. He's got a computer. Slow computer. Oh, boy.
I think I take it. Get this one.
Yeah.
Who's taking it?
Please leave your message for...
Too late. Aww. Yeah, the whole thing...
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, how stupid is it? You got a slow computer, just gotta, you know, back up your stuff and fucking blast it. That's it. What else are you gonna do?
Boy, for Magnum, baby.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, is actually, I highly recommend Boy for Magnums for data security. You know, you wipe your hard drive, but you still think there may be sensitive stuff? Just take it out and put a couple 44 Magnum rounds through it. Nobody will get that drive.
The lady last week on Saturday, I take her method. I recommend a 357 myself.
357 in the dick.
Wow.
Damn, in the hole, the dick hole. Get yeah. it right. Come on.
Yeah. She's going to put it the gun in the dick hole and then blast. That's fucking...
Oh, do you still have her number? You
it's going to gonna end up like thing. a peeled banana skin. Ouch.
What's this lady?
I don't know. Same number from before. I was going to take it.
Mm.
Hang on, I'm copying the list now.
At the tone.
Shut up. All right, if you're just joining us, just repeating what we just said, the top of the segment here, we are calling numbers. These are people that have left their computer machines to be repaired. Hopefully some of them answer. Put an updated list there in the Skype chat for you guys who are joining on Skype tonight.
I think maybe one of the stories is Bill works in the con and got drunk and back and pissed in one of the computers and it's fucking destroyed now.
There you go. Jose, you want to try one of these, man?
Yeah, I'll take a hit.
I'm going to do the first one on the list, which is Amy. There you go. Good luck.
Bill's just out of fucking control tonight.
Do it, hoes. Get it, hoes.
Hoes.
All right.
Do it, Josie.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Amy?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling from the tech support, and right now you're suffering from a blue waffle screen of death?
What?
You are suffering right now from a blue waffle screen of death. Am I right?
Blue waffle?
Yes. Screen of death.
Who are you?
I'm Felipe from the customer tech support. And right now, it only says right now on my computer that you are suffering from a blue waffle screen of death.
Oh, on my computer?
Yes. Or it might be you. But
yeah.
can you tell me what is that exactly?
It's my mom's computer. It's like, where are you? It's like almost midnight.
I know. I'm right now in New York.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, but I'm trying to help you right now.
I'm like in bed. I'm sound asleep.
But can you get up out of bed and get to your computer? It's going to be a quick, easy process. Why not?
It's not my computer. It's my mom's.
You know what? I don't care. Someone gave me the number, and I had to call it.
Okay, but it's the middle of the night, and I work at 7 in the morning. It's not my
computer.
I don't know what you want me to
do. I know
do.
It's the middle of the lady. Don't cut me off, because that's rude. But I know it's my job to help you. The customer is always right.
Okay, then call in the morning when I'm awake.
Yeah, but they gave me the number to call you right now. Because this is a blue waffle screen of death. What?
Okay.
Well, can you get out of bed and get to the fucking computer, please?
Yeah, too bad it was her mom's computer.
That was nice until you said the F word.
What's even better is you should have, you know, when she said it was her mom's computer, start telling her. Well, I think the issue is there's a lot of porn on this computer. What has your mom been doing?
And you should have said you were in the call center in Mexico. I think that'd be funny.
or even out on the West Coast. That would have bought him 3 hours.
Yeah, California.
Carly DeVille. I meant to ask you.
I'm in East LA.
So how was that?
East LA. That was pretty good.
Jose from East LA.
Jose from East LA. There you go.
Hold on, let me do one.
Save for me, still.
I want to do another one. This is a virus one. Virus.
All right, Willie McFarlane. Yeah, you got that one? Next one on the list there, boy.
Willie McFarlane, that's the fucking virus.
Oh, man, you know what I want to watch now? Ford Fairlane. That's a good movie, man. That is.
You see, William has a slow-running unit. I don't know if that's to do with the computer or personal problem.
His tower is slow.
Yeah. Tower is slow.
Tower.
Oh. Hello?
Hi, is this Larry? Hello, who is this?
Oh, who's this?
William.
Oh, hi, my name's Larry. I'm from tech support.
and I was calling about your computer.
At 11:24 at night?
I'm in Hawaii, sir. It is...
Oh, okay, what about it?
Yeah, unfortunately, well, you've had to do a few modifications to your computer, mainly put a couple 44 Magnum rounds to it, because it is unsalvageable.
Would that bite me again?
Put simply, your computer has about 5 44 Magnum holes in it.
Wonderful. I like that.
We couldn't salvage it, I'm sorry. And because, I mean, it was such a horrible, crappy piece of shit, so we just took it out and decided to put it out of its misery.
You know, I like that too. But you do me a favor, replace the whole thing.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
I don't think he bought it.
I'm just confused. Are the computers in the actual store, or are they tech support over in a call center?
I don't know, right, because it says tech support.
My name is Mike. I am tech support from America.
All right, let me try to call one. Hang on, guys. Brent, you want to do one later? You want to do one next?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, big Brent. Hold off. Not this one. This one, me.
Okay.
Next one, you.
Carlos time.
Not ringing, cunt.
Oh, hey, I was just thinking we should do some Puerto Rico calls and say, hey, we're from the government, and there's no way in hell you're getting statehood.
Exactly. I don't want Puerto Rico to become a state. Fuck that shit, man.
Will it be cheaper to fly there if they become a state?
It's pretty cheap now. Nah, they won't care. It'll be the same price. Yep. So, hey, we'll call...
All I know in Spanish is, like, five words.
I've got England here. Who wants to call England? Aaron, you got to call
England. I want to call England.
Aaron's up. He's been waiting.
Okay, Aaron,
you get jumped after the last time you called Seville all the time?
Yeah, he got pretty mad. All right, here we go. First one on the list. Good luck with that.
Puerto Rico. Saville? Are we calling Saville again?
Yep. That's all I get from these guys.
It's the same person.
Oh, these are new.
Hello? Hello, Saville. Is this P. Saville?
Yes.
Yeah, how's it going? This is Brent Westwood calling from International Water Machines.
Well, I'm not interested in this. I'm in bed.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to take the phone.
I'm not interested in the water machine, pilot.
You're going to have to speak into the phone, stupid. I don't have time for your mumbling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
These are the numbers. Lonesome is resending the one of them so we can try to find...
You want six toilet lady?
Six toilet lady we're trying to find, yeah. I don't remember who she was.
I just gotta ask you. Remember Bruno Vega?
She is my fucking hero.
Bruno Vega? What?
Do you remember Bruno Vega?
Yeah, I remember Bruno Vega. Sure.
Be right back.
You know the story. Right. You know the story, right?
Yeah, the water guy.
Yeah, right. He's from Puerto Rico. He's like a gangster dude, right? So, like, Bruno Vega.
All right, Tristan sent in a number for the Archery Club in Australia. Jen Stewart isn't here, but he says we should call and let them know that Jen Stewart is coming to teach classes. To
I got some Puerto Rican numbers here, man. One of the listeners sent in, man, to check the board.
Who did? Broccoli?
Borigua.
Was it broccoli? Borigua.
Yeah, Borigua.
Borigua.
Oh, wait. Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah.
Hey, Carlito, when you call that archery number, start telling him your demand.
Are you not Joe?
Demand
like
what?
Let me talk to him today about archery
girls and all this different shit there.
Oh.
And that real men use guns.
Stop talking about guns so much, for God's sake. I'm freaking you.
Who's taking it?
I forgot. You want it? Take it.
Yeah, sure. I'll take it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this the archery store?
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, hi. There's a British guy coming in. His name is Jim Stewart, and I'm supposed to be having lessons with him.
Sorry?
There's a British guy coming in. His name is Jim Stewart, and I'm supposed to be having lessons from him.
When's he having lessons?
It's supposed to be at 1800 tomorrow.
At what time, sorry?
1800.
1800. That's what time? What time is that? 6 o'clock, is it?
Oh, wait, I thought y'all use 24-hour time, like the rest of the world does.
Yeah, but that's... Okay. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock, is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And has he booked all that already? Has he booked that already?
I don't know. He's supposed to take care of that. He's supposed to be showing up with a bunch of bows, crossbows, a bunch of vodka. We were going to get drunk and do some archery together.
Right.
Oh, wait.
So what's the phone call about? What's the phone call about to tell me that this gentleman's coming, or...
He's coming at 6. He's supposed to have called y'all.
No, he hasn't called me, no.
Oh, what the fuck, man? Seriously. He's supposed to make all the arrangements.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Hmm. Well, maybe I must have called the wrong place. This is archery, right?
This is Marabin Archery Club.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what was the problem. I was supposed to call the 1,000-yard range. I'm thinking of the completely wrong country. And you know what? I was supposed to call my golf club. Whoops.
Zyklon, if I can interrupt, sir, is it because you're a stupid Australian? Maybe I don't.
This is the archery club. He's done no booking with me.
Yeah, but because you're a stupid Australian, you don't know what it is. What's happening?
Is it because your grandpa was a prisoner? Is that why you're stupid? Archer.
Do you fuck kangaroos?
Sorry, I was trying to work the whole drunk thing and then...
What the hell happens, Zyklon? You ended up in the KDK zone having a conversation.
Yeah, I was trying to get him pissed off about the whole drunk thing.
I fired off some ideas in the Skype chat for you to if you had some problems.
I'm on my phone. I can't read the Skype chat.
Your phone is AIDS. Dennis McShane is the name of a corrupt Labor Party politician who lost his job this week for fraudulent expense claims. That's why we were just calling so many McShanes that Lonesome Loser was sending. Now makes sense. I knew there was something going on. Holy shit.
Thank God, I've been calling Seville for 2 weeks.
Wow.
What party is this guy?
I don't know. We got Puerto Ricans, though. Puerto Ricans to call from,
woo-hoo.
Yeah, from Boricua, whatever that means.
Boricua.
I know.
It's fucking hog shit. We got Lonesome over there fucking sandbagging us.
Whatever a Boricua, I know.
Call a Puerto Rican, ask if they voted for, if they'd vote for Mitt Romney and say Mitt Romney would grant you statehood.
I got so mad at some guy in high school who had thought it was really cool to make a fucking, like a graffiti tag that said Boricua on it and he put it on his book bag and he spelt it with a Q-U-A instead of a C-U-A and I told him how stupid he was. He was stupid. I was like, hey, you know, you're so stupid you didn't even spell it right. So ignorant.
Slapped the shit out of him.
So
they didn't have Google back
then. Was he a pendejo?
Hey, this is Cross. How you doing there, big guy?
Okay, I'm fine.
I like to know about these donuts. Are they the same as American donuts? Or they have, how many holes do they have them in?
Excuse me, what a minute.
Hurry up. Go count the holes, boy.
Gracias.
Hey, damn it. How are you?
Fine. Who is it?
How many holes on your donuts? This is Bill Bollocks. I'm coming on vacation from the United States. And I understand you people have a Dunkin' Donuts just like in America. And I want to come down and have some donuts and some coffee. Hello? How many holes do your donuts have? Oh, man. Come on.
Better question. How many holes does she have?
How many inputs is she? Yeah, that's a good question.
Ask her how big her holes are.
I would say, about 80% of Puerto Rico speaks English now.
Either that or tell her you're looking for a job and you're an expert in glazing things.
I'm sorry.
Hello? Hello, yes. I was asking a question about the donuts.
What do you want to know?
How many holes are in the donuts here?
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Hold on a minute.
One hole. Looks like one, or maybe two.
It's a zero, though. I don't know. Zero hole.
Looks like a zero. Can I fuck it?
Hello?
You dip more than just donuts inside my coffee.
I was gonna ask him if it was a two hole guy. What?
Can we call Turkish guy, please?
Hang on. They don't ever answer anymore.
They got the answer machine running on Thursday night. We surprised them on fucking Saturday. That was funny as fuck, too.
Yeah.
I was gonna call and say, this is the Republican campaign. Thank you for your vote for Mitt Romney.
You know what another call was on Saturday, Carlitos? We called Zappos, kept telling them a bunch of racist-ass jokes.
That's
did we really do that?
Yes, we did. We were firing him off. We had the manager, and he so wanted to get off the line, but we wouldn't get him off the line.
I couldn't get through the racist joke after I told the Sandy one.
I'm not sure.
Yes, hi, I'm an American, and I'm coming to Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, don't worry. Okay, we have quesitos, we have strawberry donuts.
Oh my god, you do quesitos here, man, at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes.
Oh, what else you got that's different? Tell me.
We have quesitos with guava cheese.
Oh, shit. That's different. They don't have that in the United States, fucker. What else you got?
Okay, we have strawberry, marbles, vanilla and chocolate, and we have almost everything.
Oh,
we
wow.
You want to order.
And the donuts have one hole?
What?
The donuts only have one hole in them, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then are you a one-hole or a two-hole kind of guy? Yourself.
One hole.
So which one?
I don't know which one you want.
I don't know. Your mouth, maybe. I don't trust you.
Whatever you want.
All right, so I'll come down with that. We will do some poppers.
You want to reserve any donuts or everything?
Yeah, I'll have your hole.
How many you want? One dozen, half?
One. I just want one cherry donut.
We don't have cherry donuts. We have jelly donuts. Eat them all.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and then I'll take that for you. You know. I'll buy you a donut, and we'll sit down, and we'll talk, and we'll drink coffee and have a donut.
Okay, so you want how many?
Well, how many donuts can you eat with me?
Whatever you want.
You want six?
I want what?
How many donuts do you want? I'm coming down to eat with you.
Okay, you want to come with donut, to come to give me donuts?
With you.
Okay.
Like, I want to sit down at the table and have donuts with you.
Okay, is this a joke or
no, I like you. You're nice. You're a nice little Puerto Rican boy. Hey, Aaron's going to say something to you because I'm losing it. Hang on. Aaron.
Does your sister like donuts? Hey.
I'm sorry, man. I don't understand you.
Hey, is this...
You don't understand me because I don't speak Mexican?
No, I'm in Spanish, not English.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know how to speak Mexican.
What's your name, Gonzalez?
Oh, no, okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Kimchi?
That is fucking customer service right there. What hole do you want? I want your hole. Anything you want.
Anything you want. No problem.
I was getting all those jokes, but they were going to say.
Yeah, I think you made your wing toss there, man. He wanted you to get out the whole box of that.
Dude, listen. They've got quesitos there, and that's a Puerto Rican dessert at the Dunkin' Donuts. I bet you that's good as fuck. And then the guava cheese one is good as fuck. It's like a phyllo dough kind of triangle thing, Milkman. It's almost like a turnover, but it isn't really glazed like that. And it's just a simple, like, it's a like a sweet cream cheese and a fruit jelly. Oh, yeah, it's good. They got guava ones there.
Good.
Oh, dude, you gotta look up quesitos.
Why are all the baked goods when I get at the carniceria? Why do they all taste the fucking same? Dry and with just the sugar on top.
And oily? No, I mean, that's the fried stuff. Where are you going? Is that Mexican or where are you going?
Yeah, no, it's a Mexican carniceria.
Nah, Mexicans have shit for fucking desserts. Yeah, desserts.
It's terrible. Cheese flan. That's the one, man. The cheese flan.
You need Cuban or Puerto Rican. We make some good fucking desserts.
Oh, shit, man. I miss that.
Listen, all those Mexicans, all they ever had, don't tell them I said this, all they ever have is corn. That's all they got is corn, and they're corn this and corn that. You know, in the islands, we have. Jose, I forgot. It's true, man. Come on. You know, in the islands, we got our fruits and stuff, you know, and we make.
Fish,
Yeah.
Well, I think it's all depending on where they developed from. Like in Mexico, the cultivation of corn was important. But there's also this awesome Mexican place near where I work. They serve what they call the Mi Abuelo's Manjar.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
my grandfather's dick?
Is that really what it is?
what is it? Yeah, tell me. What's in it?
Oh man, I gotta ask that next time I'm there. But it's 3 enchiladas, ground beef with 2 eggs on top, and then all of it covered with chili con carne.
Oh shit, that sounds good. Wow.
Yes, it is.
I put some cheese on that too, motherfucker. Some Monterey
Jack.
You call
cheese.
Hell yeah.
You call it Dunkin' Donuts back and tell them that you bought the coffee. It tastes like somebody shit in a filter and just ran some water through it. As for the fucking pranksters there at work.
All right, here's the 7-Eleven. The 7-Elevens are...
numbers.
Me.
All right, 7-Eleven in Puerto Rico.
Do the same shit with 7-Eleven, dirty. Just fucking dumb.
I wanted to talk to him.
Oh, God. All right, call. It was there you go. Dirty's got it. Yay. You're next, Zyklon, bitch.
Fucking rogue employees shitting in filters. Lamentamos
el inconveniente. No se pudo realizar su llamada.
Your call cannot be connected. Please
We're
call
sorry.
Again.
Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
See, exactly what I said. I'm on the fly.
Tristan,
make that call.
Must be some Australian numbers.
Fucking flying fast and loose.
Here's Levi's Restaurant and Grill. Do you still want this or going to pass it? Are you going to defer to the man?
I'll go for Levi.
All right. Levy's or Levi's? I don't know. Probably some Jews in Puerto Rico Jewing it up and taking advantage of the good Puerto Rican people, just like a good Jew does.
Yeah, don't let me talk to Jews. Unless you want like a really racist.
I was kidding, but okay. Kick ass.
Zappo's call.
Big birthday to Harvey CP. Happy birthday, Harvey CP. A few days ago.
I sent you a cactus cake.
Send him a virus. It's funny. Gort virus.
Levi, no vende buenas.
Yeah, hello. Is Levi there?
Sorry?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Wait a minute. Then I can't speak English.
How about some dick cheese sandwich?
Hello.
Hello, is Levi there?
Hello?
Hello, are you there? I'd like to make an order.
Yes.
Yeah, what kind of food do you have there?
What kind of food?
Yeah.
Well, we actually have churrasco. We have a 10 pounds, 22 pounds, and we have a 16 pounds.
16 pounds?
Yeah, we have fried chicken.
Fried chicken?
Fries. We have rice. Seasoning rice.
Do you make it?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't want any fried chicken that's touched by Puerto Ricans. Do you have any Americans there that can make it for me?
We have steak.
Six Americans?
We have steak. We have rib.
Are you listening to me? I'm looking for, how about a cheese sandwich? Cheese.
Oh, you want
a
sandwich?
Then, yeah, cheese and bread and then cheese. That's all I want on the sandwich.
Okay, you want bread, right?
Yes, I want
cheese.
Bread. From.
No ham or nothing?
It's dirty Puerto Rican fingers.
You want bread, cheese, and bread. Only that.
That's it. But
no,
I don't
no
want
lettuce,
I don't...
no tomato, no chicken,
right.
or nothing.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't think you're understanding. I don't want any Puerto Rican fingers on my food. So you got to make sure
exactly,
they have...
Exactly, because I'm letting you know. I'm letting you know. I'm reading what you asked me. I'm reading that you told me you want bread, cheese, and bread. I'm telling you, you don't want no tomato. You don't want no lettuce.
Hey, Brent,
yeah, that's
can you
right.
Order me something, Brent, too?
Yeah, hold on. My friend wants to order something, too. You ready?
Okay.
Yeah, I want a sandwich also. You got sandwiches?
Yes, we have turkey sandwich. We have cheeseburger sandwich.
Do you
want the sandwich with ham and cheese?
I'm looking for a dick cheese sandwich. Do you have one of those?
Bread and cheese alone?
No, the dick cheese. It's real salty.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and fire one of those up for me. Go ahead, Brent. I got my order.
Yeah, you got yours. Okay, so we got a cheese, bread, and cheese sandwich, and then a big dick cheese sandwich. And then do you have some drink with there?
Yes, we have Coke, we have Sprite, we have Snapple, we have Mystic, we have Cola Champagne, we have water.
Oh, yeah, can I get a champagne? Yeah,
we have Diet Coke and
I like my big dick cheese sandwich with some champagne.
A Cola Champagne?
Yeah, and then the big dick cheese sandwich, and then a cheese and bread and cheese sandwich.
So,
okay, but
what your friend wants to drink?
Huh? My
what
friend,
friend
no, we're gonna share, and then when I'm done, I'm gonna shove the champagne bottle up his ass.
The what?
When we're done, I'm gonna shove the champagne bottle up his ass.
Hey, Brent, you think we can get her to piss in a bottle? I'd love to drink that.
Yeah, maybe we can come over, and you can, you know, we can put the champagne bottle up your ass too.
Oh, would you piss in a champagne bottle for us? I'd love to drink that.
Why do you mean you go put some champagne bottle up my ass?
Because it's hot.
Are you disrespecting me?
Huh?
Are you disrespecting me?
No, I would never disrespect you. I think
you
look at me.
Excuse me.
Hey, would you like me to disrespect you? I got 10 inches of hard
No, exactly, but that's what you're doing.
Well, I would never disrespect a stupid Puerto Rican woman. I mean, you know.
I'm not a Puerto Rican woman, so I'm sorry.
Go make the food. What, are you stinking Mexican? Oh, you're Jewish, is that right?
I'd like you to go on back and put your butt cheeks on.
Wait a minute, what are you? Are you Dominican?
Yes, I am.
You piece of shit. Do you see what I said, guys? Remember what I said earlier about these Dominicans that ruin Puerto Rico? Here's one right now.
They're coming to take over the country.
I don't want
to
drink Dominican piss. That's fucking gross.
Who cares? I'm fucking hungry.
I told you it was a fucking Dominican. I knew it. I could tell. The little accent of hers. That,
are you disrespecting me? She wasn't listening at all.
You see what I mean? You see how, you know, when we call the restaurants over on the West Coast, it's Mexicans that answer all the time? There you go. That's what I told you fuckers, right?
I really enjoyed this. She said that they had another one and then we talked to them.
Dirty ass, nasty
ass Dominican.
It's really
funny that they have dick cheese sandwich at their fucking restaurant.
She was starting to let loose, though. She was like, I hope you're not disrespecting me.
You're not disrespecting me.
Yeah,
no. She got all Rosie Perez up on her ass.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean you're going to put the champagne bottle up my ass?
Billy, where's my money, Billy?
Where's my money?
Billy, where's my money?
When I say I'm thirsty, that doesn't mean I want some water.
I want you to sympathize. I just watched that fucking movie the other day.
Yeah, did you? I've seen it so long.
Why would you do that?
I watched it online. It's a good fucking older movie. I mean, if you want to watch Wesley Snipes. All those crazy fuckers.
I want to say,
is Wesley Snipes out of jail yet?
For the tax evasion, I don't know that he ever went. Did he ever go?
He went. I didn't hear how long he got, though.
He got a few years. I think he's got to be out by now, because that was like way back like in 2005, right? Wasn't it? 2006?
Eh, who knows?
The whole Wesley Snipes thing?
It was around that area.
Yeah. And early, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, I was going to say, I hope...
I saw him in a couple movies, did you, like 2 years ago.
Oh, well, then he's out. Did you see any, did you see the unedited version of that movie? Because that's worth it for Rosie Perez's big nips. She's got some big silver dollar nips.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Huge nips.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I have the DVD. Yeah.
Big nips, man. I want to get a still.
He paused it right at that. He's got the DVD and he paused it.
I did that with the VHS when I was a kid. I was like, hell yeah. I'm going to watch this jerk off and Rosie. And that's how I knew, where's my money, Billy? Billy, where's the money? I was just, she was smart because she wanted to be on Jeopardy.
Yeah, she was
Goddamn
it,
that's funny.
Well, she had the shitty accent, and one of the questions, they didn't understand what she said, and they were about to give her it wrong to her, and the judges let her go through.
What's the problem, Billy?
Mount Vesuvius. Whatever the fuck that was. Mount Vesuvius.
Hey, Tristan said he sent him some numbers for the request of pink.
Hell Tristan, yeah.
Fucking liar.
Yeah, can we call a Puerto Rican place? Because I want to do a whole order game thing.
I'm out of Puerto Rican numbers for now. I'm sure we'll get more. In 2010, Snipes began serving a 3-year prison sentence in Pennsylvania for a misdemeanor. God damn, 3 years for misdemeanor failure to file tax returns? I'll give you that for misdemeanor, 3 years?
He must have got out early,
A misdemeanor. That makes it a felony, because a misdemeanor by law is anything under a year.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. He got sentenced in 2008. He didn't start serving in 2010. I'm getting there.
Because he can afford good lawyers.
On June 6, 2011, the United States Supreme Court declined to hear Snipes' appeal. Snipes is being held at McKean Correctional Institution, a federal prison in Pennsylvania, scheduled for release on July 19, 2013.
He must have did those movies before he went in.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the type of fucking tax fucking bill he would have from all those movies he did?
It was a few years, I thought. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was multiple years.
It might be this. There's a movie called Gallo Walker where he's... filming began in 2006 and it was released in 2011. But the year in IMDb says 2012, so I'm confused why they would say that. I don't know if it came out this year or last year, but that might be what you were thinking there, Ken, with Big Wesley Snipes, a.k.a.
Yeah, there was a... I can't remember who was even in it. I know he was in it, but...
All right, how about some more prank calls? Let's see what we got here.
No-No wants us to prank call a Walmart.
No-No!
Prank Walmart.
You can freaking work at once. So
make sure to tell me your name is Nuno.
There's a video going viral of employees at a Walmart throwing iPads around. Maybe be ignorant of the video, call saying you bought an iPad and it's not working, and see how long it takes for them to admit what they do.
Oh, yes, I
totally
do this.
Okay, cool. The way Walmarts are, I bet you anything, they fucking the night shift doesn't even know what the fuck it's about.
That is most certainly true.
What are you talking about? I never heard of that.
I was just going to say that I lost my kid there.
Your what?
I lost my kid.
Yeah, man, that doesn't work. Crazy that Craig's did that, but that's just...
Did they do a Code Adam?
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Well, Friday Night Cranks, I mean, did they do a Code Adam?
I don't remember. I just remember.
Yeah, they did.
YouTube mention.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good, man. I don't know about that. Shame on those kids. Those kids know better. I have to talk with them.
Who may I direct to call?
Yes, can I speak to electronics?
One moment, please.
Yes,
I bought an iPad from y'all yesterday, and when I took it out of the packaging, the screen was cracked. Can you tell me what the fuck is going on?
Hold on. My managers are right over Nate to me, so they should be able to pick up the phone right here in a minute. Because there's something going on with them, and managers have been taking care of it, so hold on. I'll get them.
Sounds just like the guy from the video.
Yes, I bought an iPad from y'all yesterday, and I took it out of the box and the screen was cracked. Is there any reason why the fuck that would happen?
Having a clue. I know we've seen some videos on YouTube. I'm sure you have as well, but if you've got a damaged iPad, you can bring it back and be more than glad to replace it.
What is this YouTube? I bought it just for the wife so she could watch her Netflix. I know is the screen was cracked, and I don't know how the hell one of those got out of the security room.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if the screen's cracked, we'll be more than glad to take care of you. Just bring it back, box and receipt, and we'll take care of you right then.
Well, I'm more concerned about why this would happen. I mean, I got half my... What's your name?
My name is Matt.
Matt, well, I got half my mind to call corporate and let them know about this and say... Nobody's giving me any answers. I bet they'd have all your asses fired.
Matt, we're KDK. Well, that's who we are. Have you ever heard of KDK?
Excuse me?
I'm KDK. And that's Bill.
Okay.
We run KDKprankcalls.com.
Okay.
And I want you to know that you're on the air. KDK. KDKprankcalls.com.
Well,
you're talking to a mess again.
Don't mess with us again. I don't know why I did that, Zyklon. It wasn't going anywhere. That's why.
Yeah, that was all right. I figured I was going to push the old call corporate, and corporate doesn't give a shit as long as the customer is happy.
You should have told them there was a giant picture of a penis on your fucking iPad. You couldn't delete it, and there's crap.
Speaking of that, speaking of penis, we're all going to shut up while I watch the video for 48 seconds.
This is why you don't buy an iPad from Walmart.
Fine, I'm going to pet the cat.
Shut up.
I want to pop their legs.
Shut up.
See? We like to throw shit. That's iPad number 3 we've thrown. I think the next one's going to hit the ground. I don't know. It's hard telling. We get all kinds of shit.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, there's another iPad. Oh, shit, far. Maybe. Oh, dang. Oh, wow. Sorry about that iPad. Ooh, I hope nobody buys that. Ooh.
I got it.
That's not going to do nothing to an iPad, especially when it's in a box. Who cares?
Did you see the link that Josie posted about a stolen roadster or a stolen go-kart?
Stolen go-kart?
Yeah, they got a number up here for you to call. Let's catch a thief. Somebody stole this shit.
Hey, God, tell me what happened. Someone stole a golf cart.
This has been stolen between the hours of 8 p.m. Thursday, July 19th and the morning of July 20th. 5-horsepower go-kart with fiberglass roadster body. Awesome fun for kids. New clutch and chain. If anyone has seen or knows where this item is, please call so-and-so number. Let's catch a thief.
Thank you, and I'm sorry, who sent this again?
Josie.
Was
I'm
he
sorry,
in the time warp?
Jose.
Jose sent it in.
Jose.
Was Josie in a time warp? Because that said July. I don't know.
Maybe the fucker hasn't found it.
I'm using the calendar
say you
here.
Found it in the ghetto.
It's in the ghetto.
I called him like 2 days ago and told him that I was going to take it to California because I'm a trucker, and he got all mad at me. So probably he will get mad again.
Still a valid number. Then.
We got a tiny Turkish. Hang on, we'll get to that. But right now we got a tiny Turkish cafe, always brimming with peckish partygoers, thanks to the lovely family atmosphere and comforting home-cooked meals. It's a 24-hour Turkish place in the United Kingdom. Let's give them a call. I will call this. Let's see.
Fucking UK.
All right. Remember, they are all Taiwan.
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 And your name is Stallion.
Jose, where'd you put that number, Jose? In the chat? In the
yep. All right. I sent it in a week.
Show me that later.
Yes, hello. I'd like to make an order.
Hello.
Yes, I want to make an order. You Haiwan?
Yes, brother.
Do you have any rice dishes?
No. Only soup.
What do you have? Sheep?
Only soup.
Lamb?
They have that only soup.
Do you do kebabs?
We don't do kebabs.
You're stupid. Listen. Oh, come on, man.
Get me a steak.
Ooh. Lamb steak.
Right, I just posted his link to that, his pictures and everything. Refer to the prank there.
Yeah. All right, so we got a Chinese restaurant in London, open 24 hours, fuckers. How about you, London? London might be a cool place to go out drinking, or England. I think that's a good drinking area. You know what I mean? Scotland.
Yeah.
Everyone make sure to tune in next week when Carlito pranks his former place of employment.
Nah, probably not for a few weeks, man. But I'm going to be doing daytime shows.
Come on. Those guys are douches. They deserve it.
I'm going to be doing some daytime shows, fuckers.
Ooh, souls.
Hey, who wants to do the Chinese restaurant in England?
I got it.
All right.
Go. I got this. Milkman dropped out.
All right, I'll get him.
I fucking fell asleep.
You probably did.
Hello?
Hello, Charlie.
We'll be close. Sorry.
What? No, I want some, food.
No food, we close, sorry.
What time?
Bullshit.
Oh, wow. Right?
I like the whole Charlie intro.
Good. Charlie, yeah.
Charlie.
Yeah. Can we call Charlie tonight?
Charlie Chan. Let's get Milkman back on Charlie before he gets mad. We got the San Juan Marriott Resort and Stellaris Casino. I've been there before.
Oh, let me call them.
I don't like it that much. It's not that good. It's right in the middle of old San Juan. It's not in a nice stretch.
Hello? I'm sorry. I'm unable to take you.
Well, I don't know, Milkman. Answer the phone.
He's asleep.
Did he fall asleep?
I hate that phone. Hey,
got any more Turkish restaurants? Because I found the Turkish swear words.
Is it the Easter one that I found?
Agazina Sissium, I will shit in your mouth.
Oh, fuck.
Anani Ami, your mommy's pussy.
Yes, I think it's that site that I found on Saturday.
Oh.
Hey, man, welcome back. All right, how about I call that Turkish London place and you use some of them, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I'll order some Anani Sikaram.
There you go. What's that? Your mother's what?
I'll fuck your mom.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Ooh, fantastic.
Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello.
I'd like to make an order.
We don't deliver, mate. You understand? We don't need kebab.
We don't deliver? No? Do you have any? Hey,
I think it's a cafe.
Oh.
I don't know. Just tell him the curse words here. Tell him the curse words. Oh,
ooh, well,
let's try Turkish kitchen. See, remember because they got two locations. Have we tried the other one?
No. Or Aaron, call him the curse word.
Okay.
Throw it at him.
Show me the wooden.
Anani Sikaram.
Hello.
Ananan Ani.
Pardon?
Huh? I'll fuck your mom.
What?
Huh? Bring your mom over here and I'll fuck her.
Hold on, fuck her, you idiot, man. Hold on, I'll fuck your sister already, man. What are you talking about?
Huh? Bring your mom in front of me.
Fucking in, man.
Anana.
I'll fuck you, sister, your mom, your everybody, your family, motherfucker. Fucking idiot, dickhead.
it's the
British version.
Call him back.
I swear, like all Turkish people angry or something, if you get them right.
You talking to him, Ken? What's going on?
Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him.
Let Ken do it. Ken hasn't done it yet.
Okay.
You're next. You're next. Oh, fuck.
You dirty motherfucker.
I didn't even need to use the Turkish swear words. I just tell him I was going to fuck his mom.
He's like, hey, dickhead. What? I'm going to fuck your mom.
I'm going to fuck your mom.
What?
I was going to talk to you about I heard the rumor that Brent Westwood fucked his mom.
Enigma's on here. Hello, Enigma.
What's up, fuckers?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, bud.
Hey, man. Hey, bud. All right, we already called the archery club. I'm going through the request of pranks here. Oh, wait. We got the golf cart, right? Who was doing the golf cart?
I thought we were going to call it a casino.
Oh, the go-kart that was fucking Jose.
Jose is going to do it? Yeah. Yep. Now, Zyklon, I'm going to Jose. You're going to do your golf cart. You're going to do your golf cart, and then we'll do the casino for Zyklon. Jose, when did you send that? Was it a while ago? I'm looking here.
Yeah.
I just copied the link within the last few minutes and reposted it in Skype chat.
And it has a number in it, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm on it. Give me a second here. Let's catch a thief. Let's cath a thief. You want to put a catheter in the thief's penis. That is disgusting.
Penis.
Exactly.
You should tell him something along the lines that you brokered a deal with the thief. It's going to cost him like $2,000 and you're going to make $500 off the deal or some shit like that.
Yeah. For 5 catheters. Clean catheters, but catheters nonetheless. Here we go. Man, I had a catheter once. That sucked.
Did you really?
When you had your surgery last year?
Yeah, when I had my surgery last year. My first one. Yep.
Mm.
Pulling out was the worst part. I don't remember going in.
That's what she said.
Pulling out.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, is this the guy with the go-kart stolen?
Yeah, who is this?
Okay, I think you remember me. I was the guy, the trucker.
Okay.
I called you like 2 or 3 days ago saying that I bought your go-kart from another guy, and I still have it if you want it.
Well, where would you...
but it's going to cost you $5,000.
You're nuts.
I am not nuts, sir. I'm honestly $5,000. I paid $2,000. I'm trying to make another $3,000 to pay for my puppy's surgery.
Is this fucker trying to haggle the price again? I'm just gonna cut this motherfucker up if he doesn't want to pay the money.
You're nuts.
No, I'm not nuts. And do you want it, yes or no? Or else I'll just take it back to California.
Yeah. Oh, fuck this guy, Jose. Let's cut this bitch up.
Fuck this guy. Bye.
Oh.
I got a call right here in Skype chat there, Carlito. Nintendo wants us to call this Walmart. Says it'll be a legendary call. If it is not, he has agreed that we can fucking ban him forever.
Okay.
I think it's a good fucking deal. I don't know. He just put a number. He put the store manager. Said they're a bunch of dumbasses.
He just got here for the first time.
What's the store manager's name? Is it like an African one? Like that one where he stuck his fist under the dressing room?
Oh, that's what Milkman called it and gave me the receipt. The name of the manager from the receipt.
It's a woman wearing the man pants named Dana.
Hmm. Did you put it in the chat yet? I don't see it yet, damn it.
Yeah, it's in Skype chat right now.
Oh, fuck. Let me look. Okay, I got it. Is anyone doing this? What's going on here? Anyone?
Are we going to do Walmart first or the casino first?
Oh, yeah, the casino. You're right.
when it comes to the Walmart call, though, if we don't get offered a 357 to the dick hole, it is not legendary. You will be banned. It
doesn't count.
Yeah.
Milkman, are you Milkman, are you still connected? I haven't heard anything from you in a while. You there?
He's on there.
He's on there. Okay.
If it's a good call, Milkman will take one of the gold stars off his dimples and put it on your forehead.
He'll take a 357 in the day.
No, he'll probably give me a gold star.
Zyklon.
He'll take a big... Yes, I'm here.
Casino.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you for calling back office. Hector speaking. How may I help you?
Is this the casino?
Okay, you want to transfer to the casino?
Yes. Do you accept American money?
When you mean American money, you mean dollars?
Yes, do you accept dollars?
Yes, sir, we do.
Oh, good. I thought you accept, like, pesos or something, like the Mexicans.
No. We use American dollars here in the island.
Oh, wait. You sound Spanish. Does that make you one of the Mexican immigrants that are stealing our jobs?
Sorry, sir?
Are you one of those Mexicans that are stealing our jobs?
Are you making a joke or something like that?
Are you a pendejo?
That's good. You speak good Spanish. You speak good Spanish, man.
Are you a maricón?
You forgot a word.
What word is that?
Can I teach you a new one? Can I teach you a new one?
Sure.
Are you a cabrón?
Of course.
Oh,
mira,
me too.
Pinche puto, que voy a chingar a tu pinche madre, güey.
Mi mamá está muerta, te vas a chingar una muerta, güey. Take care, papá. Call me later.
Y la gran puta. Damn it, lost him. That was one for Puerto Rican curse.
I'm sorry. I had to do that.
That's fine.
Oh, that was awesome. What am I?
Yeah, I was trying to raise your thing, and I figured I'd try.
Shut up, Zyklon.
My bad.
Carlito doesn't do it very often, but I remember he called those people and talked to them in Spanish, and he told them that you could tell that they were Mexican and they eat the inside of the pig or something like that.
Yeah, they eat the innards of the pigs.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, actually, it's not Mexicans that do that, though. It's the South Americans. They eat anything. Colombians and shit, they'll eat the insides of the chicken. Well, you know what comes in a little paper bag? That's for them.
Oh, man.
Oh, they eat all that.
I always thought that cheap liquor bottles came in those paper bags.
No, sir. No, sir. Sorry. Not in Puerto Rico. It's dinner. All right. So, is anyone doing the Walmart? I wasn't planning on doing it. Anybody? Ken, you want to do a prank?
Not me.
I'll take it.
Nope. It's Aaron.
My pranking ability is decreasing as the alcohol consumption increases.
What are you drinking? Gin?
Budweiser.
Orange juice.
Orange juice.
Really kills me.
Dirty. I put the address to the Walmart if in case you did.
Hi, how may I help you?
Yeah, hey, how's it going there?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. This is Brent Westwood calling.
Hi.
Hi. I have my TV. It was broken. I got it 91 days ago.
Okay.
I'd like to talk to somebody about that.
Okay, after the 90 days, it goes to the manufacturer's warranty.
Nope. I'm bringing it to you.
Okay, it's a 90-day policy.
All right, it's been 91 days.
Do you have the receipt for it?
Of course I have the receipt. What, do you think I'm stupid?
Okay, sorry, I was just asking a question.
Okay. All right.
No, I do not think you're stupid.
I hope not. I mean, it took me 2 weeks to save up to buy this TV, and it broke 91 days. Are you there?
Okay.
What's your name?
Yeah, I'm here. My name is Crystal.
Okay, Crystal. Well, here's the problem, is that I'm going to need to talk to about a man about this problem, because I don't think you're going to be able to handle this.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because women's brains are smaller. It's a proven fact.
Okay, well, you have a very nice day, and I'm not going to take this.
Dirty, I'd like Carlito to call back. You see the story I put in there? call and complain about your iPad you just bought and had pictures of penises all over it? You believe it's a Walmart employee because you see the blue vest dangling next to the cock?
Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. Look, my brother-in-law just called, Brent.
Uh-huh.
And, he's a little upset. He's this team.
That's fine, but I don't appreciate being insulted.
He's...
And I am the assistant manager, so he would be dealing with me.
Oh, that's important. So
yeah, kind of. But yeah. My brain's smaller, so
no, I don't believe
it's
91
that. 91 days, and no, I will not take it.
No,
back.
I don't believe that your brain is smaller, sweetie. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's
that
fine.
He said that, honey. Okay, but listen, do you count, like, today as one of the days? No, right?
Well, it depends on if we scan the receipt. It depends on if our system will return it. If our system will not let us return it,
uh-huh.
because it is after the 90 days, I cannot return it.
Well,
because the manufacturer's
uh-huh.
warranty, that's when you call the manufacturer.
Well, I put my finger on the date, and I counted, you know, on the calendar, and we got to 91. But we're counting today as one of the days, so I think you should still take care of this. And I'm an attorney, and you're just an assistant manager.
Is that stupid woman going to take the TV back?
I'm an attorney, and you're just a stupid assistant manager. So I think maybe you should listen to me.
you get someone else to call and get to like electronics and then fucking start yelling at me about an iPad. No,
well,
like,
yeah.
Well, hold on.
Oh, like, that's important. Oh, that's important. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
You started going with the sweetie and the honey, and I just started dying, dude. I had to mute.
Let's get fucking Enigma.
I'm the assistant manager at the Walmart in Montana.
Get Enigma to ask for the fucking electronics department, and we can start talking to them about penises on the iPad.
Maybe she's assistant to the manager. I think that'd be funny.
The assistant to the manager?
Yeah.
You should have said that.
Yeah.
assistant for blowjobs.
The assistant to the manager.
Yeah.
Yes, the fucking manager is a man. You're just the assistant to the man.
My line is there's no W-O in manager. Jin loves that one. He's used that quite a bit, too. After you heard me say that, he cracked up once, I remember. There's no W-O in manager, because woman.
Hold on, call them and let me talk to her.
Tell her it's manager, not womanager.
Zyklon, get to electronics on her, and then argue with them, and then get back to her through them transferring.
Thank you for calling, Mar. How may I help you?
Yes. One of my friends, he was...
I'm going to call the police if you keep on calling and harassing me. That's what I'm about to do.
Hey,
I'm trying to help you, and I don't appreciate being insulted over the phone and all this stuff. I'm trying to help you.
There's no woman and manager.
I'm sorry?
There's no woman and manager. It's manager, not woman manager. I just wanted to get it out there for sure.
Talk to him in Spanish.
Yeah, they know the number. I think that's what's going on. I'll try. Hang on.
Try to get to electronics and then come back to her.
Yeah, we'll scrub the number. Good idea. It's not going through yet. Hang on. That's what we call in the prank call game, is scrubbing the number, you know? Yeah.
But yeah, one of the cool things you can do is that you can actually transfer to like individual cash registers.
Thank you for calling Walmart. How may I help you?
Hola, señorita. ¿Alguien speak Spanish?
No, I do not speak Spanish.
Okay, can ¿tú sabes quién?
I thought you were going to ask for electronics.
No, what the fuck?
Customer service. Call back. I'll ask for electronics. Somebody can take it from electronics.
Yeah, we all have electronics.
Just to ask for electronics.
Can you say,
hey, get a 7-Eleven, and I might be able to shut them down.
Death Fox has cracked me up. In the chat room.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Hi, can I have electronics, please?
Just 1 second.
Thank you.
You realize that most Walmarts
it's the manager like never answers the phone.
Death Fox, just for those who are just listening.
Oh, that cracked me the fuck up. I just read that.
Transfer to housewares and ask for a manager and then tell her to stay there. That's where you belong.
Death Fox just cracks me up listening to him talk.
Yeah, the fabric department. Parts and crafts.
But yeah, do it if there's a woman in electronics. Say, why aren't you at housewares?
What order do you have to cancel?
Order, cancel the order. Take your shoes off and... Do I have an order to cancel? No, I shouldn't have one to cancel, right? Nobody called. They got a little upset. He got a little pissy, but not really.
Yep.
Yeah. You're on the ball, Jose. Thanks for clearing that up.
Does this bitch even know how to operate a phone and transfer to electronics?
Yeah.
Obviously not.
I guess not.
Phones are for men.
A lot of those Walmarts, they close electronics off at night. Well, not anymore.
They don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Walmart I worked at was 24 hours, and electronic, they won't be somebody by the phone, but there's always somebody back there.
Well, in the supercenters, they don't, but I remember, like, in the regular Walmarts, when those are still around, some of them would close it off. They'd rope it off, or they put up plexiglass.
The thing is overnight's when they do all their stocking.
Yeah.
When I looked up the address and stuff, it was a super center, so they should be open.
This is Luca. How may I help you? Hello?
Hi. What is a woman doing in electronics? Shouldn't she be in housewares? Let me talk to a man.
I apologize, sir, but I'm in electronics. You can come
Look, like, let me talk to a man, a jerk, then.
Oh, just settle down, Bill. Let me talk to her. Ma'am, I came in there the other day and I bought an iPad. And I came home and I charged it up and opened it up and everything. Can you explain to me why I found pictures of male genitalia on my iPad?
I would assume they didn't get that from here. If it was a new product, that would never happen.
Oh, no. It was a brand new product right out of the box. I had put it on layaway, finished painting it off, brought it home. I have genitalia all over my iPad. And I assume it's a wall. I mean, I know you probably didn't do it because you're a woman, but it has like a blue vest hanging around by the genitalia. Kind of looks like a Walmart employee. That's all I'm saying.
She left.
Bitch.
What a bitch.
Sorry, nobody was taking that, so I felt compelled to try to pull the whole thing.
That's fine, because we would have lost it. I guess Nintendo Skater came through. Look at that. He's new in the chat room for the first time, listening live for the first time, and he sent in a good number. That should be an example for everybody, all you listeners.
Silver Star.
You might even try it back and maybe try going to housewares to call the manager over just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, see, all
right. I want you to go in and just drop like a big fucking deuce in the toilet and take a picture of it and change that to your avatar right there.
Take a big shit. I should take an Upper Decker. Someone said that at work to me today. One of my coworkers, an American coworker, she said I should take an Upper Decker. I'm like, wow, I didn't know you. She was like, wow, that's kind of cool.
You didn't know she was down like that.
I didn't know she was down like that. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Tomorrow, Carlito, just do like you did at that party. Shit in a fucking towel. Go put it in the fucking microwave, heat it up, and leave.
Oh, gross, dude.
Having a potluck, and I'm excited about veggies for the grill. They have a grill.
Carlito's disgusted when he's fucking done it before. Come on now.
Yeah, that'll be you guys.
I should.
It's speaking of which, it's about time. You know, the good thing about this, like I said, I can do some early daytime shows now during the week, and I can also start going until like, you know, 3 a.m. like I used to all the time.
Yes.
Last year, I don't know if you guys remember, we had some long ass shows towards the end of last
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving
hour shows. Yeah. Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and
Thanksgiving. Is it 3 weeks?
Thanksgiving last year was fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
So check it out. Thanksgiving.
That show on Monday was 5 hours and 10 minutes, I think.
Holy shit, yeah.
I counted out.
Saturday was fucking over 5 hours, I know that.
Saturday.
I was so tired on Saturday.
Dude, I had to fucking leave. I crashed out. I was fucking drunk as fuck, and I was like, oh, man, it's time for bed.
Yeah, I had to leave because I had to be at work early the next day.
Wow. Is that going to go into a podcast?
Yeah, it is. I'll get to it. It's going to take me a while to edit. Well, no, it won't. It'll take me a while to edit that one. I can switch it on YouTube for until I edit it.
I saw you made it private. I went to go watch it the next day. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, because I get worried about because the business names and full names and numbers get out on it. So what my that brings up what I want to say is my plan to do with the YouTube stuff. Like I'm doing the Hangout now, and then what I'll do is for like for a week I'll keep it on YouTube. So you know, or at least the weekend, people who miss the show can go in there and see it unedited really quick. You know what I mean? Within the next few days, and if not, then my plan is to have the podcast come out at the same time that the YouTube video gets pulled, because I don't want to make them public right now. But then what I'll do is I will what I want to start doing is taking the edited episodes and putting those on YouTube. It's my plan. I'll probably just have a black background on the video. I don't know.
It was pretty funny. Like I said, when we called Zappos too, and we were just fucking everybody was just letting off a bunch of racist jokes to the manager, and he was he's like, well, if you don't even think Zappos related, and I was like, well. Can I speak to the fucking Jew manager?
Hold on. Let's just call Zappos. I mean, if it was so funny, let's do it again.
All right, fine. Well, I don't know. It's late. Okay, fine. Because tomorrow's the slacker day, because tomorrow I don't expect to do any work. I'm going to go in, probably going to take one of my Vicodins. For my pain, I'm going to take one of those, and I'm going to chill, man. I'm going to chill, like, fucking, I'm going to tune out. I'm going to sit there on YouTube.
Are you going to take a big shit in the toilet?
Oh, I'm so going to drop a big shit in the toilet. Yes.
A Death Fox wants to call in.
Death Fox! Then call in, Death Fox. Hurry up. We're almost out of
show. I want Carlito to drop a shit in a fucking paper towel, roll it up like a joint, light it, leave it in the bathroom. I say peace out.
But make sure to take your shit after you eat the kimchi fried rice.
Morning, Bug Bake.
Oh, yes. Brick Lane Beagle Bake?
Yes, that's right, darling.
Oh, that's good. And what is this? You've been open since the French Revolution.
Sorry?
You've been open since the French Revolution.
Yeah, that's right. We have.
All right. And then is this French food or what is it exactly?
No, my darling.
No?
Oh, no, okay. We're not French.
What do you do there? Why do you put French in the name?
Sorry?
Why does it say French?
Would you like to order something? Because I'm very busy.
Yeah, I'd like some French fries. French toast.
Sorry?
French toast, French dressing. French kissing.
If you'd like to come to the shop and see what we got, I'm busy at the moment. All right, darling.
Look, French food is...
Bye-bye. 159 Brick Lane. Bye.
Hang on, wait. Oh, man.
No, if you're gonna call French fries, ask for white flags.
Oh,
don't call me darling. I'm not your darling.
Big Death Fox is here. What are you drinking tonight?
Nothing no more.
You were drinking earlier, though. You said you were drunk.
All day. Yep. Yeah, all day.
Oh, my
God. You never got around to my numbers, but there's some right there that I have. It was really late, though.
You sent numbers? Oh, dude, you did. I'm sorry, man. I'm an asshole.
It's cool. You can try those
for Saturday.
If you want,
we use them on
Asphalt
Saturday.
Machines.
Motorcycle for sale, Suzuki. That one? Yeah. Is that one of tonight's?
There's two of them, yeah.
Wait, hold up. There's a Saturday show?
There was a Saturday. No, not a regular. I did a surprise Saturday show last week.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. That's when I joined in and thought I was
What type of Suzuki is it? Is it like a
Gixxer? It's in the chat. Look in Skype chat.
I'm on my phone, so I can't look in chat.
Suzuki GZ250.
Get a computer.
3,600 miles, asking 2,500. He'll blow you if you take it.
Yeah. Aaron, did you decide on a night for your show, or are you still going to do it? I never got to you with the Shellcast show.
Yeah, no, I got the, I'm just going to do, like, maybe some Wednesday nights, you know, or maybe some Sunday nights, something like that, because I'm actually off on Mondays, but. I probably can't be consistent weekly, but maybe like, you know, twice a month at least.
Yeah, maybe I'll start doing I always have fun with Monday shows. I'll get the newspaper and go through the want ads and prank call all of them being an asshole looking for a job. It's always fun. Maybe you can join in if you're around, if you're off.
Yeah. Well, I downloaded the, whatever that fucking program is, so I just need the authorization machines. I'll email you tomorrow.
Cactus machine.
All right, yeah, email, if I don't get it to you tomorrow by, like, the afternoon, email me, and I'll, because I got nothing, literally, I'm not doing any work tomorrow at work. I'm going in to get paid my $30 an hour just to sit there in my ass, so that's it.
Or you get an email, the asshole that told you that you're getting laid off, say, fuck you.
Yeah.
There's also somebody looking for a small house dog. You could call them and be like, you got a baby St. Bernard. It's small.
A baby St. Bernard, yeah.
Yeah. It's small, man.
It's small now. It's like two weeks old.
St. Bernard wants 280 pounds.
God.
Even better would call them and tell them that you'll be their dog. You put the collar on yourself and everything. They could walk you around.
Mm. All right, who's doing the Suzuki? Zyklon, it sounds like you want to do the Suzuki. Am I right?
Yeah. I'll do the Suzuki. Right,
they might not answer, man. I gave them to you really early. Yeah. It's like one, but try it.
Are they wanting to buy a Suzuki or sell it?
Sell it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay. And the small house dog, preferably.
Yeah, I was gonna offer them meth for it.
All right, there you go. No, they're not. Oh, for the bike, that's crazy.
I wanted to talk to that lady and get her in the housewares.
Can you go to housewares?
Oh, the Walmart.
He'd be like, "Oh, is this housewares? No, it's not housewares. Oh, well, I'm surprised I'm talking to you."
Yeah, call it.
Hello?
Yes, hi. You're looking for a small house dog?
Not no more, we ain't.
Why not?
Well, you already found one.
What'd you get? I have a St. Bernard.
Well, you got a little couple chihuahuas.
Yeah, they're bad dogs. They're violent. They'll bite you.
They hate black people.
Yeah, they hate black people. And they'll bite you in the penis.
No, I don't appreciate calling you, sir.
Well, do you have a penis?
Yes.
Well, you gotta watch out, because those chihuahuas will get you in the sleep. They'll bite your penis off.
Man, I had one bite me in the asshole.
The only one I saw, I ate tacos.
Yeah, queer Taco Bell.
Aww.
You know, I had sex outside once, and I got bit by a mosquito in my asshole. Just
oh my god, that... that happened to me. I had
itchy.
I used to have a girlfriend. I used to have to bang in the car, but... because we couldn't go to our parents' house, and I got mosquito bites all over my ass. It was terrible.
That sounds like some shit that fucking Carlito needs to share with fucking Zappos.
Just say that at random.
Hey, Carlito, remember, guys.
Fucking mosquito bites in my ass.
Remember, guys, I'm going to fuck your girlfriend in a very uncomfortable place.
Very uncomfortable place.
They posted that dog 4 hours ago.
Like in the back of a Volkswagen?
Yeah,
yes.
All right. Hey. I knew someone would do that.
I watched this one time. I was unemployed, not this time around, but maybe like like 8 years ago. I was unemployed for like 6 months, and for about 3 of those months, I would wake up, I would watch, ooh, I would get stoned, I would watch that movie Mallrats. I would watch Mallrats again, usually, or maybe like Kill Bill. I think I watched a lot for some reason, and then I would watch the Screensavers or Leo Laporte. That was like my daily. That's all I did at home, and I would get those frozen chicken breasts in the bag from Walmart. They're like $9 for a bag of like six or seven of them. I would take those and I would microwave them with hot sauce all over them, and that was my lunch. And then I wait for my mom to come home and she cooked dinner.
How come we don't call into Leo Laporte's show?
What show? He has a call-in show.
Yeah,
which
he's
one?
The tech guy, right?
Oh, his radio show.
Carlito had his fucking home number or some shit.
I know, Stern, you know, all the Stern people call into the fucking to the radio shows, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody have the Stern number? I wonder what they would do if they got pranked.
8889 asshole. That's the number.
He ain't gonna get through to them, dude.
You know who has a good number for Stern? Is we should make friends, more friends with KDK, because he has the number that they give only to the Whack Packers and stuff. The hotline number for the studio, he's got it. The one that, like, you know,
rings into the studio.
It rings right to Gary. To Baba Booey.
Don't every one of them have a code word?
No. You're gonna give a code word to freaking the Whack Pack, like freaking Beetlejuice is gonna be like,
yeah, that's the code word.
Well, Carlito, have you heard about the wacky morning DJ that RBCP found everything out about?
Yeah, I read that in the book. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, Zappos.
Does he still sell the book?
There's a number for a purse right there. I just posted in the Skype chat.
All right, I'll do that, and then we're gonna do Zappos, and we're out of here because I'm tired. That's right. It.
The thing about Zappos on Saturday, we were finding a bunch of fucked up items on their website. Like, they just started getting the Zambo. Remember,
oh
the
my
Zambos
God.
Are coming in.
Now. Yeah, now I remember. Didn't I look up the Oakley Dart sunglasses? And I gave her the SKU number, and she's like, the Oakley Dart? Like, yeah, hey, would it be funny if it was the Oakley Fart? And she started laughing.
Remember the one that
what
I found?
What about the ones that Dark Stranger found? Some of those were pretty funny.
Like a big ass pants?
A fucking horse thief or something like that. I'll look that up right now so you can use it.
She found like a 3X or a 4X pair of underwear or something for her. She got kind of upset. I remember this. I want to hear that too.
I'll get you a fucking SKU number to use and put it in chat here.
The fart. They sold more than shoes on there. I was quite surprised.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 20.
Sorry, man. And now we have Zappos. Now it's time for Zappos. All right, so did you get a SKU number yet, Kenneth?
I got one.
I'm working on it.
If you got one, put it in there. At some point, the last... Who's doing this? I don't want to talk to Zappos. Who's... Whoever, whatever. Anyone got it? Yay.
I'll talk to Zappos. I got it.
Shut up, Zyklon.
You don't have it.
Yeah, you know I'll just tell racist jokes. Oh, wait, is that the whole point?
Thank you for allowing us to put a little Zappos in your day. I'm Perry, and I'm a member of the ZCLT scheduling. Thank you for holding. For quality assurance, this call
God.
Can be monitored or recorded. Thank you for calling Zappos. This is Terry. How can I help you?
Yeah, hey, Terry. How's it
Hello?
Going?
Hello?
Brent. Hi. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. You said Brent, B-R-E-N-T?
That's right.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
I can hear you. At first I couldn't, but now you're coming in okay.
Okay.
What can I do for you, Brent?
I was looking for something online for my wife.
Okay. I can go ahead and help you. Are you looking at certain something in particular that you want me to help you with an order?
Yeah, I have a SKU number.
Okay, go ahead and give that to me.
It is 780-4396.
All right. Let me take a look at it. Okay. We're looking at a Juicy Couture Classic Bottom in that Sailor Blue Multi.
Yeah.
Is that
and
the
I was
item?
Wondering,
okay,
what
can I do for you?
Yes. I was wondering, what sizes does it come in? Or what sizes are available?
Let's take a look here. Hold on just a second. Just trying to check all the sizes here. Is there a certain one that you're looking at or a certain size?
Well, I'm looking for something pretty big. I'm looking for a two-piece for my wife for Christmas because we're going to Hawaii for Christmas. So she's about
nice. That's where
three...
I'm from.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I hate Hawaiians. But she's about 270 pounds. But she really wants a two-piece.
bathing suit. So, I don't know. I'm just looking online. You know, she doesn't want to go to the stores and try them on or anything.
Yeah, that particular item, that bottom only it goes up to a size extra large, which is a U.S. size 14.
Okay. So I don't know exactly. Do you know anything about that size I can work with? It's like.
Let me take a look. So you're just looking for like for a bathing suit for her. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I think it's extra huge and fat.
Okay, let's take a look. Well, what we can do is we can easily go ahead and see what we can find for her in our women's section. Let's look here, and if we were to look under some swimwear, let me take a look here. And you want to just do a one-piece, or you said you want to do a two-piece?
She really wants a two-piece. I don't know why she wants her fat rolls hanging all over the place, but I'm just trying to buy it for her, you know?
Okay.
I try and hide the candy and stuff from her. I try and hide the candy and, you know, the sweet rolls for her, but she keeps finding them.
All right. Well, let's see what we have.
I tell her, well, I'll buy you the extra large. She likes the pattern on the one I showed you. But I told her if she wasn't such a fat bitch, maybe she could get into that one.
All right. Well, you know what I did and what might be easier for you too, and maybe she can, you know, look at this with you. If you were to go onto the Zappos homepage, and if you were to just hit on, there's a tab up there that shows shoes, clothing, bags, and handbags. If you click on clothing and look under women's, and you can actually look under a swimsuit category, and if you know her size, I mean, you could just click on the size that you think she is, and it'll actually pop up with everything that we have that's in her size, and then she'd be able to pick from there, whether it be, you could go with color, brand, dollar amount that you want to spend, everything. And if you click on each one of those, each one in the criteria, it'll actually narrow down and search for you and help you to search for something, you know, in her size range. And maybe if she was to look at the pictures with you, you could find something that she may like for your trip.
Okay. Do they have a spot to pick for huge fat wife? Is that on there?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is,
but it's just not, listed that way. But yeah, there is a size. You'd have to just look under clothing size, and like it starts from an extra extra small all the way up to like a size according to this size 42.
I got something here for my sister too. Another skewed number.
Okay, you want to give me?
She's going with
us.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, 769. 5555.
Okay. All right.
And now, she's not. Now, what do you have? How many colors is that available in?
Seven.
Seven, okay. And then, what is it? This is for my sister. She thinks that this is a bathing suit, but I don't think it is.
No, it's not. Actually, it's not.
No.
So you might want to have.
Yeah, she kind of has these.
These are just undergarments.
She's not fat. I like looking at her when she's running around the house in these. She's got a couple of them.
Yeah. But yeah, these are just like women's intimate apparel. So you might want to, the way I showed you how to actually look for like something for your wife. If you're trying to look for a suit for your sister, it would probably be best to do it the same way. You know, just look for something in her whatever size she wears.
Okay.
And have
okay, you wear these ones like these?
Narrow the search. Nope, not at all.
No, you don't like the thongs?
No. Nope, not at all.
You just wear the full-size panties, the big ones?
Mm-hmm.
All of them covers everything?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. So,
yeah.
What about you? You sound nice. You want to go to Hawaii with me?
No.
No, you don't think so?
Is there anything else I can look up for you, though?
I think that's, here we go. How about 774 1002.
Okay.
No, my computer's
okay,
being really
I've got
slow.
That pulled. Oh, okay.
Is this,
yeah, I've got this one pulled up.
Sleeping bag?
Yeah, is that what this is?
I think so.
Yeah,
maybe
let's
I
see.
Could get. I think I'm going to put my wife in it, roll her up like a fat sausage. Oh, man. Is your phone line messed up?
I'm not sure if you jumped onto a speakerphone or something, but you're coming in like really, really broken up. Yeah, just really, really bad connection. You want to try and call back? Because, like, oh, my gosh, I can't even hear you.
Uh-huh.
When I do hear you, it's like I said, coming in and out, and it goes loud, soft. You want to try and call back?
Yeah, maybe I'll call back. I mean, I gotta tell my wife to get off the fucking couch, and then I'll call back.
Okay, sounds good. We'll look forward to you calling back. We're here 24/7, so as soon as you're ready and she's ready, give us a call. Yeah, that connection. Oh, my gosh, it is terrible.
That sounds terrible. All right, big girl. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Cut.
I think Skype's trying
to... Yeah, horrible.
Skype's trying to get retarded, right?
Oh,
I wanted to read
Aaron, I was trying to get you to say that. Aaron, you should ask him for a wife beater.
I was gonna tell him. Yeah. Hang on, let me try rolling real quick. Give me
one of them was called. It was a
actually. You know what, Carlito? I'm gonna go ahead and head on out.
All right, bye, Zyklon. See you later.
Yeah. Peace, guys. Bye. Oh. So Carlito, how did I do?
Huh?
How did I do?
You did pretty good, man. You need a little more fine tuning of the audio, I think. Mm-hmm. And you need to come in your own a little bit, but I think it's pretty. You're all right. You did okay, I guess. You had a few chuckles here and there. I don't know. What did you guys think? How did he do? You did okay? You did okay.
Not bad for his first time.
No,
I mean,
not
you
bad.
Know, he's no Richie, but you know.
He's
oh,
no
Richie. That motherfucker.
Yeah. Richie.
Horse thief sleeping bag. Yeah, that's what it was that you were trying to talk about, Dirty. It was a horse thief sleeping bag. And I was trying to get her to say the fucking name.
Yeah, and before that, you said their Dark Stranger forwarded me the hanky-panky plus-sized thongs.
Yeah, that's the one that I had her look up. I had her look those ones up, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let me try one here. See if I can get a lady.
Get her to say the name of that. Sleep bag. She won't know what it is.
Thank you
that's
for
good.
To put a little Zappos in your day. I'm Perry, and I'm a member of.
Okay, name is Horse Thief.
Thank you for holding. For quality assurance, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Thank you for calling Zappos. This is Melissa. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Melissa. This is Bill, and I saw an item. I have the SKU number here. I was wondering if I could. Get some information about it.
Sure, I'd be happy to take a look at this for you. And you said your name is Dan?
Bill.
Bill, I'm sorry. There's a little bit of disruption in the line. All right, Bill, if I can get that SKU number, please.
Yeah, it's 769-555. 5555, I'm sorry.
All right, and how may I help you?
Is this, what did it come up as on your end there? Because I'm confused.
These are coming up as ladies' underclothes?
Oh, yeah, so you see the picture there? That comes
I
up?
Do?
I just masturbated to it.
Is there anything I can help you as far as Zappos is concerned?
I just wanted to show you what I was looking at.
I love the picture with the camel toe.
It's nice.
Okay.
It's hot. It's a hot picture. Can you pass on that it's a hot picture to masturbate to? Maybe you guys.
If there's nothing else I can help you with Zappos.
Uh-huh. Well, any more pictures that Zappos can put up like this would be great. This would be a great you porno
assholes,
site.
I need to order something. You guys are fucking around. Come on. I do have a SKU number. I need you to look up for me so I can make an order.
I'm sorry, who's this?
This is John.
Okay. John, you're wanting to order something with Zappos?
Yeah, I got a SKU number. It's 774-1002. Oh, I hear Vicky in the background. You might want to tell her to hush it up a little bit. She's a little loud.
Okay. All right, you're wanting to order a sleeping bag, John?
Right. What's the name brand on that?
The Big Agnes Horse Thief.
Right. What was the second part of it? The Big Agnes what?
Is there something I can help you gentlemen with?
No, I didn't hear the second part. It was Big Agnes. I didn't hear the second part. It cut out.
The horse thief, as in the animal?
Horse thief. Who the fuck is stealing my horses?
Why would you name a fucking sleeping bag a horse thief?
Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and end the call. If there's nothing else I can help you with, then
baby food.
There's one other thing. Horse. What's he on Thanksgiving?
Is this popular with Peruvian villagers or something? Shit.
They steal horses and turn them into that thing. Whatever. Okay, so I just remember something from the Saturday show. Wasn't there people selling baby food and they didn't answer and Death Fox goes, baby food, on their voicemail, like really loud. Baby food.
Yeah.
There was. Yes, there was.
That was a funny one. All right, well, I got to go. It's late. Big Agnes Horse Thief. Maybe that'll be the title of the show. I don't know. Death Fox, see you later. You're out of here. Bye.
Later, man.
Go work with the chat. Keep holding it down. You're the man.
Yep.
All right. Who's next? Jose, good work. You know, first effort. Big effort there. A for
Thanks
effort.
For get a microphone.
Jose for effort. See you later.
All right, peace.
All right, good. Whatever. Bye, Ken. See you later, man.
Horse thief.
Bye, Cad. Good luck fantasy football. I forgot to tell Zyklon I was going to beat his ass in fantasy football tonight. And Dirty Aaron, you're out of here on your ass. Peace, man. See you later.
Bye. Penis and balls.
All right, penis and balls. Good. Wow. Skyper's really taking it up. Milkman, can you hear this still? Is that working? Phone working on your end? He might have dropped that altogether. Milkman?
Hello.
Hey, does it sound like shit on your end, or what's going on?
No, it sounds good, man. After you call back, it sounds good. First time, there was just some kind of, I don't know, some digital rasp that came along, like right after you stopped talking, and sometime right while you were talking.
Oh, all right. Well, take us out of here, Milkman. We're done. It's over. It's time.
Oh, wow, okay. Wow, man, that was a pretty exciting episode right there. Another fine episode right here in the Madhouse. That's right. Well, hey, man, great show. I've had lots of great guests, and people showed up tonight. I had a lot of fun. I'd like to thank our Numbers Hitman. That's right, our Numbers Hitman. Oh, Fish Ted High for Numbers Hitman. I'd like to also thank you, our friends right here in the Madhouse. And 98.6 The Mouth, the chat is loaded up tonight. My goodness. Gracious, 50-plus members tonight. Oh, man. If I would read the list, it'd take me another half hour. So we'll just say thanks a lot to all our friends that stopped over in the mouth. Like our friends over at Cactus Radio, Cacti Radio, and all our friends over at with the Syndicate, and all our friends over at Blue Planet. Hey, thanks a lot. And we'd also like to thank you. That's right. Our listeners. That's right, our dear listeners. I'd be lovely. We'd like to thank you for coming in here every week. Sharing your time, we drop a dime. We ask that you bring a friend, or bring an enemy, man. They're always welcome right here in the Madhouse. like to thank, that's right, the General Nishimo, man, the leader of my man, half the fierce leader of the militia. And I'm not going to do without you, man. You know how many lives a week you save, that people that aren't going to get beat down, sent to jail, or possibly expired from a beating? Thank you so much for saving on the rise, Amanito. What would we do without you, my brother?
Expired is what you would do without me. Thank you. All right.
Fired, my brother.
All right, we're out of here. Yeah, thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks, everyone who sent the numbers.
Yeah, you guys had a good show, man. What a good job, man.
Yeah, thanks, Lonesome Loser, Unu, everyone else who sent the numbers and contributed, Def Fox, all that stuff. All of you. Tuning in.
I didn't want to ask, but what was your decision, and was there a decision made on a name for Bill? Is it Bill Bollocks, or we still got, like, a smaller list to look at?
I think Bill Bollocks for now. Bill Bollocks.
That was pretty good, man. They need to pull some things out of his ass, man, that are sometimes that don't stink.
Yeah. Ken, tomorrow, I'll turn the Saturday show public tomorrow morning. I'll take care of that. I'll write that down on my sticky pad here. I'll make sure I take care of that when I get to work tomorrow. Maybe I'll do a show Saturday. Yeah. I don't know. What?
Let me know if you guys do another show, please.
Yeah. If we do another show Saturday, I'll call you. I'll let you know, man. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Milkman, I'll talk to you probably tomorrow. And everyone else, you have a good weekend. And I'll talk to you over the weekend. Yeah.
We'll get caught up because it's been a couple of days.
Yeah, man. Okay, bye.
Peace out. We love you. Hey, man, also, hey, thanks for a new friend there, Borigua 787, man. Pretty cool, dude.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
Thanks, Barqua.
Right.